Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have been almost completely silent on the oil well fire that's been going on off the shore of Louisiana since the day before Earth Day last week. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil spilling into the Gulf of Mexico. But I've reserved comment while I had time to watch things unfold. And I do have to say, it is very, very suspicious now. This happened the day before Earth Day. This happened weeks after Obama announced limited drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. The big suppressor system that all these wells have on it was not activated. The explosion was very suspicious, and now he said he's dispatching SWAT teams to all of the offshore drilling rigs. Do you have any idea how many that is? I guess that means the rigs that are being drilled right now, not all the platforms that have been left out there for maintenancing wells that have already been drilled for natural gas and oil. Why would he not say, I'm dispatching FBI investigators? Why would he say SWAT teams? Special Weapons Attack Teams. That's their real name. The public is told they are Special Weapons and Tactics. Why would you dispatch Special Weapons Attack Teams? That's the original name given by the LA police chief to the SWAT teams in the 60s and 70s. Why would he be doing that and saying it may be a terrorist event now? That's what they're starting to hint at. Very, very suspicious. It stinks to high heaven. And we'll be discussing it coming up in the next segment, also playing a clip of Obama announcing he will be sending SWAT teams to the oil rigs, period. All the oil rigs, whatever that means. Just completely ridiculous. As if SWAT teams running around in their black ski masks are going to find something on the oil rigs. This is just asinine. But it could have just been a natural occurrence, an accident, though it's suspicious, and they're just grandstanding. I mean, if a thunderstorm's coming, dispatch a SWAT team. If your kid's got low grades, dispatch a SWAT team. If you've got cancer, dispatch a SWAT team. They just wave a magic submachine gun wand and all the problems are handled. What are the SWAT teams going to do? I guess they're now our chief investigators here in this country. Just ridiculous. I thought SWAT teams were for hostage situations. Well, now they're for everything. In fact, in the last 10 years, we've seen police departments across the country having SWAT teams at checkpoints searching people. It's all about domination and intimidation. As the federal government grabs every form of unconstitutional power unto themselves. Continuing, Fed opens criminal probe of Goldman Sachs. We'll be getting into that. U.S. economy grows at 3.2% in the first quarter. If you believe that, I've got a bridge I'd like to sell you. This is the same group that tells us we have a 9% unemployment rate when all the other independent economists say it's above 22%. Speaking of that, Spain jobless rate tops 20%, adds to debt worries. Portugal's now being brought down circling drain, the circling debt black hole created by Goldman Sachs and others. Why doesn't Spain just lie and say it's 9% like the U.S. does? Of course, they may be doing that. It may be more like 35%. Some estimates have it at 35%, and they're lying as well. So I guess when we're 35% unemployment, they'll say it's a 20% here in the United States. Just, you know, just lie to people. Why not? They've told millions of lies. Why not tell a few more? Greece needs austerity measures to survive, the prime minister says. That's right. Raise all your taxes, he says, and cut your benefits. Kind of like the IMF announced last week. The good times are over. That was the Washington Post headline. Your children will have it worse than you had it, and you won't have to wait for them to grow up. You're going to have it bad right now because the bankers run things, and if you don't like it, Northcom is standing by, demonizing American patriots that are trying to save the country, and the military is being formed into a weapon against the people. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions.
If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former U.S. Congressman James Traficant will be joining us in the third hour today. And we've got Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Report, national security reporter. He has got several new sources, and he's written a very important article that we have up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com detailing the National Security Group through the compartmentalized NSA that ran the 9/11 attacks. And, of course, it identifies, as the previous information all has, that Dick Cheney was, of course, running the operation on 9/11. So that's in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. Of course, Ron Paul's been warning the public about this for a long time. I've been warning the public. Every immigration reform bill they brought forward just legalizes all illegals, lets unlimited numbers come in, and issues them instantly a national ID worker card and makes the American people have one to have a job. Now, they've already standardized the driver's license. They're already a national ID card under the Real ID Act, but this goes a step further. And here's the Hill newspaper. Democrats spark alarm with call for national ID card. Here's another one from Yahoo News. National ID card included in Democratic immigration bill. U.S. immigrants plan huge May 1st marches for reform. Illegal immigrants. Almost to a man, you vote for big government and anti-Second Amendment. So, of course, I'm against you just out of the gates on that front. Then I happen to read the legislation, unlike you, and I know this means a total open North American Union, and I will have to have a worker ID card to have a job that will track everything I do. And, of course, that ties into the health care where the IRS will garnish your wages if you don't have government health care and tracks everything your employers are doing and adds a new layer of expensive bureaucracy. That's another reason I'm against what's going on here. The globalists are hell-bent to get rid of every nation on Earth's borders so the global corporate state can have its way with the population. Now, Obama is saying he is taking immigration reform off the agenda. Remember last year, Schwarzenegger said he was going to vote against, that he was not going to sign the bill that basically registers everyone's ammo when they buy it. It makes you register to buy ammo, and he said he was going to vote against it or veto another bill that made firearms basically put imprints on every casing to track who supposedly bought the ammunition or who used it or what firearm discharged it. And then he did sign both of those bills. And so this is a tactic they use to lessen citizen lobbying, to kind of shut people down. It's like Vietnam, the Tet Offensive. Supposedly, the New Year and the holiday, and people are going to be out getting drunk and having a good time. And, of course, that's when the communists launched their biggest offensive of that decade-long war. And it's the same thing. I don't believe this for a minute. When Obama says zig, I zag. When he says down, I say up. When he says left, I say right. When he says jump, I stay still. I don't believe this for one millisecond. And what they're going to do is try to attach immigration reform onto other bills, and that's now actually being admitted in the fine print. So that's all that's going on here. More deception, just like 6 months ago, their Copenhagen Treaty failed, or 5.5 months ago. And so they just came right back and called it a global financial regulation treaty signed between the G20 to set up global taxation on all financial transactions, including individual transactions, to be paid to the top elite banks. That's why the Federal Reserve is supporting the international treaty. That's why the Federal Reserve is supporting the, quote, reform bill. The Federal Reserve is the holding company, the consortium of the robber barons. And they're going to be able to gobble up all their competition. That's why local and regional banks are against it, and all the big mega banks are for it. But it's being billed in the media as a way to get Goldman Sachs. When Goldman Sachs CEO is actually out there promoting the legislation. I mean, it's not hard to figure out what's going on here. And, you know, the problem is the GOP yesterday ended their filibuster blocking financial reform bill. And of course, you read these articles, they never tell you what's in the bill. Well, I've scanned over it and I've read what other analysts have said about the bill and what Ron Paul has said about the bill. Without a doubt, it gives the Federal Reserve almost complete dictatorial power over the whole economy. You've heard Judge Napolitano, who's analyzed the bill, and a previous incarnation talk about how even a hot dog stand will be regulated. All businesses, everything, anything that has to do with the economy, the Federal Reserve will control it. These are the same people that engineered the housing collapse. We now have the internal Goldman Sachs documents. You say, but that's the Federal Reserve. Yeah, piloted by former Goldman Sachs executives. They are in every key position, not just here. Greece, Chile, England, Portugal, Spain, New Zealand, Australia. Just randomly go check a country that's being imploded by banks right now, and they're having, quote, bailouts, which are just robberies. And in every case, the president, the prime minister, or the finance minister, or all three sometimes, some countries have prime ministers and presidents, are all Goldman Sachs. They're just all Goldman Sachs. It's just, that's it. That's the global government. And so now they have been indicted civilly, and a criminal probe has been opened by the Justice Department, which is completely financed, the entire Obama White House financed by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the other big six mega banks. Again, I say six, I say eight, I say ten. Six one way, half a dozen the other. There's less than 10 global mega banks. And different ratings agencies say between six and ten, but I'm getting stuck on how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. So that is some of what we'll be covering today as well. But again, James Traficant and Wayne Madsen joining us today. That is coming up. What I want to do right now is play this video clip of Obama yesterday announces he will be sending SWAT teams to the oil rigs. What is wrong with this picture?
So I hate to intrude on it. But before we begin, I do want to speak briefly to the American people about the recent BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. I've been receiving frequent briefings from members of my cabinet and White House staff, including an update last night on the additional breach and another update this morning. And while BP is ultimately responsible for funding the cost of response and cleanup operations, my administration will continue to use every single available resource at our disposal, including potentially the Department of Defense, to address the incident. Earlier today, DHS Secretary Napolitano announced that this incident is of national significance, and the Department of Interior has announced that they will be sending SWAT teams to the Gulf to inspect all platforms and rigs. And I have ordered the Secretaries of Interior and Homeland Security, as well as Administrator Lisa Jackson of the Environmental Protection Agency, to visit the site on Friday to ensure that BP and the entire U.S. government is doing everything possible, not just to respond to this incident, but also to determine its cause.
And then CBS News is reporting that they are looking at terrorism. This is a giant drilling platform that costs hundreds of millions of dollars. What they're saying, the rig's $800 million. It's crawling with engineers and roughnecks and petroleum geologists. These are not pushover people. It's hundreds and hundreds of miles off the coast. 11 people died, but there were many other witnesses. I just said there was a big explosion. You don't insert Al-Qaeda terrorists in black pajamas onto one of these to blow something up. So this is just ridiculous. And if they say that Al-Qaeda blew up the rig, that is the equivalent of saying the moon is made out of Swiss cheese. It is just not true. And regardless, you don't send SWAT teams to the rigs to check all the rigs. And there's got to be 1,000 of them out there or more. He's going to check all the rigs in the Gulf of Mexico with SWAT teams. And notice how everything is psych warfare. It's the government has declared this is serious. As if they're God, as if we, when we walk outside in the morning and the sun comes up, we have to go turn the TV on and see if the government says the sun came up, or if there's birds tweeting in a tree, we have to, I don't know if birds are tweeting in a tree. I better go have it announced to me by the government. Oh, I remember about 2 years ago, the White House press secretary, Perino or whatever her name was, the blonde, the reporters day after day were asking her, is the dollar being devalued? Has the dollar lost value? Can the White House say if that's true or not? And she would say, I cannot comment on that. And they'd say, well, we need, I played these clips, we need the White House to tell us, as if they couldn't go to any stock market website and look at the U.S. dollar at the time that was plunging. As if they can't see the red arrow aiming down and look at the exact number of how much it had fallen. None of the U.S. media would report the dollar was falling. It was just all over the financial barometers. You walk outside, it's raining, but you just walk around in the rain. You walk the dog in the rain. You come home dripping, and your wife says, why didn't you take an umbrella? Well, the government didn't tell me it was raining outside. Can the White House tell us if this oil spill is a problem? Can the White House tell us if the dollar's being devalued? Can the White House tell us if we brushed our teeth this morning? Can the White House show me how to wipe my behind? I mean, please, can you? Government's God. I have to be told what to do. I can't wipe my nose.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Coming up in the third hour, James Traficant. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, April 30th, 2010, on this Friday edition. And then Wayne Madsen with key 9/11 info.
They did a bad, bad thing.
Oh, they did a bad, bad thing on 9/11.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
Yesterday, we posted an article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson did together. And it dealt with documents from training drills going on the last 2 weeks by the U.S. Army to militarily engage Tea Party's militias. And in the drills, the militias and Tea Party people are drunken, racist scum who hate the military. So they're training the military to hate the Tea Parties and the American people. This is third grade level brainwashing. And that's what the government thinks of the military. They think you're complete idiots. Look, our government has been seized by offshore banks. Our military is being used to carry out evil, unlawful wars. Our country is falling apart. And I have confirmed from police, from federal police, from military, and I've gotten the training manuals, and we posted them at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we've gotten documents that the news has reported on and confirmed are real, that the In the Fed rallies, including rallies that I'm at, have the army there surveilling us as terrorists. I mean, what's wrong with this picture? Tea Party people, In the Fed folks, we are not terrorists, and you know it. And this just really brings home to me just how illegitimate our government is. And, of course, for 2 years, the Pentagon's been announcing Homeland Brigade. They want to jack it up to 400,000 domestic troops working with local police. And now almost all of their training is demonization of the American people and preparing the military to wage war on the American people. And, hey, this has happened in Russia and China and Mexico and Nazi Germany, and it's happened everywhere, and it's happening here, and this is what tyranny is. It happened in Rome 2,000 years ago. And it's such a psyop that the Pentagon gets almost $2 trillion a year, $1.1 trillion on budget, another $800 billion or so in off budget, and that's not even counting the secret of black budget. So it's well over $2 trillion, actually, but let's just say right at $2 trillion conservatively. $2 trillion. I mean, what the income tax brings in, about $1 trillion a year. So you guys are getting more money than the income tax brings in. You've got all those other taxes, of course, and they're levying more. And the U.S. military budget is bigger than the entire world combined. England, France, Russia, China, Israel, Iran, South Africa, Mexico, Brazil, Venezuela, bigger budget than all other military expenditures combined. That's on record. Of course the military is going to eat America. That's what it does. It eats countries. It sends in black ops. It hires terrorists. It hires rebel groups. It overthrows systems. Or it backs dictators. Of course they're training to confiscate our guns. Of course they're training to round us up. Of course they're training to suppress the American people who don't want banks taking us over. Because who do you think runs the Pentagon? What did Eisenhower warn you about in 61 in his farewell address? Have you listened to the full address? Have you watched it? You could search engine it in 10 seconds and watch the 14-minute final address. Okay? And I wouldn't be surprised if he was alive today. They'd have Pentagon training manuals saying he's a terrorist. I've got FEMA on video demonizing George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, saying they're bad. That's in Road to Tyranny. That happened before 9/11. That was in 2000 in Kansas City. So it's on record that the military trains to confiscate your guns. And last night, I stayed late to put together a 10-minute video boiling all this down and documenting it that's going to go up in the next 2 hours at our YouTube channel. And we've got two new videos just for PrisonPlanet.tv members, a speech I gave in Austin a month ago, and, of course, Jason Burma's speech that he gave in San Antonio, both of those going up for PrisonPlanet.tv members today, Paul Joseph Watson linking them up there right now as we speak. But we have a very special viral video. Alex Jones sets the record straight, reaches out to the military, is going to be the title of the video. Okay, I'm going to go through a bunch of other news on the other side of this quick break. And we're going to get more. Well, I'll tell you about when we come back. Also, I know for the last 2 weeks I keep saying I'm going to announce the winners of the naked body scanning contest. And I'll explain myself on the other side. They will be announced today. They will be announced today at the end of the show. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock. Some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
We are back live. I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour, but specifically for military, police, veterans, or contractors that have been part of the military drills in the last decade, but it's all coming to a head now where they're training almost the entire military, not just the Army and Marine Corps. Again, I have family in the military. I've talked to all of them, and every single one of them says yes. They are even training the helicopter repair people, the people that work on the tanks, the people that work on the Humvees. They are training the people that are in procurement and the people that are in running the canteens. Everyone is being trained to engage the number one enemy, and that is the American people, conservative gun owners, and returning veterans. And we have that in the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. We have that in countless other documents. And now we have it in these two training scenarios used, and again, not just at Fort Knox in training that's been going on the last 2 weeks, where they have these scenarios where they tell the troops the Tea Partiers want to kill you, the militias want to kill you. I mean that's brainwashing. We also have all the other confirmed reports. And I remember 3 years ago it came out that the ROTC in San Antonio is exclusively training Army ROTC at the colleges when they have drills on the weekend to take on militias. It's just militias, militias, militias. So we have all the documents. We have mainstream news articles where, oh, hey, In Arcadia, Iowa, they're going to lock down the town and go searching door to door in a gun confiscation drill. I mean, that was in the newspaper. Then I had the colonel on, and he admitted it. And they got a local gun show owner to be part of it and play the part of the American gun dealer they're hunting down. We called the guy up, and he refused to come on. He was scared. But I even had the colonel on the show. But it's one thing to have all these documents and even video of it. It's another thing to hear the troops call in. We had quite a few active duty call in and say, absolutely, I don't know how much I can tell you. Well, you're engaged in treason, even if you don't like it. How much can you tell us? We already know about it. But it's just good to hear. And I said, let me guess, I'm being demonized. Oh, absolutely. They say you're a den of conspiracy, that you hate the military, that you're causing cop killing. Well, what is the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center saying in all their public brainwashing? Then they have their classified intelligence reports. They wrote the MIAC together. They wrote the Homeland Security master document used by all local police forces. And they go in and they teach them, and they project a video and images of Alex Jones up on the wall. They put Ron Paul up on the wall, and they say, these men are terrorist enablers. Well, you saw them listed last week with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Ron Paul, myself, and Andrew Napolitano as terrorist extremist enablers. Now, think about that. We're a government of the people, for the people, you know, by the people. Now, this is a republic. We don't have a king here. Ron Paul's got a 82% approval rating in the last Gallup poll. The banks have a 1% approval rating in Gallup and Angus and Reid polls that we've covered here. They got 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker bailout. And you read these training manuals for police, military, you name it, and it's they're anti-Federal Reserve. They're anti-banking. They say the Federal Reserve is private. They're liars. They want to attack the banks. And it's the army that's dispatched at the end of the Fed rallies. We have those documents. Guarding the Federal Reserve buildings, even though there's no money in them, it's just a bureaucratic operation, as if grandmas and white people and Hispanics and black people, just an average crowd out there peacefully with signs saying, stop looting us, and there's army there watching you. Now, that's tyranny. That's Soviet Russia. That's communist China. Okay? Period. It's evil. It's un-American. It's tyranny. It is banana republic. It is despotism. It is oppression. It is third world cesspit by any gauge. Meanwhile, the southern border has completely collapsed. There are deaths every day, ranchers being murdered everywhere, police being murdered, troops being shot at, troops being wounded, homes being burned down, rocket attacks, truck bombs going off, and it's in the back of the newspaper. Mexican troops coming across our side of the border, firing automatic weapons, helicopters coming as now as much as 10 miles in, Mexican Marines crawling all over, nothing, zero. Just massive organized training to engage the American people. That, ladies and gentlemen, is treason. That, ladies and gentlemen, is corruption. That, ladies and gentlemen, is illegal. And the craziest part about this, you know, I bring this up with the soldiers I talk to in private. I bring it up to the officers I talk to in private. And I say, haven't you noticed, though, that they're saying there's no world government? They're saying the military isn't training to take guns. I mean, in fact, in these training manuals that are public, they say these crazy people hate police and America. They hate the military. They believe private banks are taking over. They believe that we're training to confiscate their firearms. That's why we're training to confiscate their firearms. So let me be very specific here. I mean, are you guys under total mind control? Are you as stupid as the Pentagon thinks you are? You're there being trained that you have to fight the American people because we're crazy and believe that military is going to be deployed in America for checkpoints and gun confiscation. And then you have drills to confiscate our guns, to round up dissenters, to go door to door with pickup list and pick people up. I mean, that's in this new training exercise. U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists. Military personnel blow the whistle on the exercise, which involved troops taking protesters to concentration camps. And I need this up on all our Facebook and all our Twitter accounts. We need all of you to put it on your Facebook and Twitter accounts. The PrisonPlanet.com article is on the right-hand side now on News in Focus. I want this sent out everywhere. We need to get this out because it has the documents. It has links to mainstream news with Marine Corps and Army and Homeland Security checkpoints all over the nation with governors saying don't do it and the feds say we're going to do what we want. And the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and all of the proof of what's happening. Hitler used the military to take over Germany. Julius Caesar did it. Lenin did it. Mao did it. I mean, what do you think these third world dictators, how do they do it? We know 100% what this is, and the mind control is so hardcore that they say, here are the Tea Partiers, here are the conservatives, and in all the manuals and in the new ones, and here's the number one threat, veterans that know how to use firearms. And they're training the Boy Scouts to take them on. They put it in the New York Times. None of this is debatable. It's all 100% on record. And they say, we are training to take them out and confiscate their guns because they're crazy and think we're coming for their guns. I mean, that is mind control. That's like saying, here's some Kool-Aid on the table. I've put a teaspoon of cyanide in it, enough to kill 30 people, and I want you to drink that. But don't be a conspiracy theorist and say that I've just put cyanide in front of you. It's good lemonade. It's good Kool-Aid. And then they give the Kool-Aid to somebody else. You watch him drink it. You watch him have a convulsion, fall down dead in 30 seconds, maybe a minute. They're flopping around, vomiting everywhere. And then they say, now, drink this. It's good Kool-Aid. And you go, wait a minute. Your own manual says it's cyanide, and I just watched what you just did to that other guy. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Drink it. I mean, I played the head of the European Central Bank at the CFR earlier this week saying more than 12 times, global governance, world government, we've planned this forever. Now is the time we're taking over the planet for private banks. They're all over the news admitting it. And then I'm knee-deep in FBI, federal marshal, Homeland Security documents, Pentagon documents, Army documents, saying we are insane. None of this exists. That, my friends, is mind control. That, my friends, is brainwashing. That, my friends, is off the chart. And it is creepy. I mean, it's hard to believe. I'm just some guy who grew up in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas. I'm somebody who went to college, and they told me America was bad, the Second Amendment was bad, white people were bad, I was bad, and that world government was good. And then, in every class, didn't matter what class it was like a talking point. And then I went and would watch CNN, and they would say, remember in the mid-1990s, early 1990s, world government doesn't exist, there's no new world order, and I'd seen the president's call for it. And I'd seen Bill Clinton on MTV say, we're going to confiscate your guns, we're going to get rid of the Second Amendment. I'd been watching a re-aired part of C-SPAN when the Sarah Brady said, we will ban guns for a socialist America. I mean, that's an on-record speech she gave, and she wrote an article for a woman's magazine saying the same thing. And then I'd go turn on CNN, and they'd say, none of this exists. These people are terrorists who talk about it, and they're going to blow things up. And I'd go, wait a minute, that's what I was taught in college? That's what's on C-SPAN? But then they're saying you're a terrorist, and then I saw the feds blow up Oklahoma City. And I saw on local access TV in Austin, people had gone from Oklahoma and come down to Austin to air the local newscast unedited with them removing the bomb, saying it was blown out, and then the story changed. Then I saw Hoppy Heidelberg, the grand juror, and I saw Terrence Yakey talking about it. Then I found out they killed that cop who exposed it. And I said, I better get down to Access TV and do a show. I never expected 15 years later, it's now been 15 years, I was looking at the calendar. Keep saying 14. It's now been 15. It'll be 16 soon. Been 15 plus years that I've been doing this. I never in my wildest dreams imagined that tens of thousands conservatively, and it looks like they're giving almost all the troops this training now, that I'm in PowerPoints produced by the Pentagon as if I am the domestic Osama bin Laden, and they sit there and tell them that I want to kill the military and that I want to kill cops. I mean, that is hardcore. I'm some guy from outside Dallas who started out on Access TV. All I do is come up here and cover documents and legislation and proof and make films and try to save my country. And what do I get? I get a $2 trillion Pentagon with a huge covert operation surveilling me, tracking me, calling my wife up, threatening her, and they let us know it's the government. They tell her what we were just talking about. I mean, think about a government like that. Folks, they'll kill you in a minute. They'll take your bank account in 10 seconds, and they're really gauging things right now to see if they can really rape you and to see if all these 18- and 20-year-old kids from the slums and the farms, I don't think they're stupid, but they're not street smart. And they put them in all this gear and give them machine guns and project my face up on the wall and say, there's the bad man. No, I'm not the bad man. You're the bad man. You make me sick. And let me tell you something. It doesn't scare me, okay? It doesn't scare me that we've confirmed that I'm in all these manuals and that I'm being demonized and I'm being singled out. It makes me feel good. My life means something. I've stood up for the truth. I'm having a real effect, and that tells me you can have an effect, too. As long as you stay out of the COINTELPRO infighting, as long as you stay out of the disinformation, as long as you stick to the facts, as long as you take action and are commanding and have the info and have confidence, you will have an effect in your area and be leaders. And we've already affected that leadership role. We've already taught people how to be leaders. We've already taught people how to take action and never back down and never stop. And so we're going to win this thing one way or another. The problem is there's more news out today where the government's saying they openly want to spike the water to make us more loving and docile, and they're now pushing that. And folks, they're already doing it. That's the only way they can win is they've got vaccine viruses that go in and literally attack certain neurons in the brain. This is declassified. That's already being put in the injections. The people are on the sodium fluoride and other more high-tech chemicals. That's why people are so docile. That's why most women now above 40 have thyroid problems and their hair is falling out. You're being hit with chemical weapons, and we would have already fixed this. Look, we're drugged, folks. That's why. We're drugged. We're drugged. We're drugged on entertainment and mind control, but also on chemicals. And that is why many of you cannot get any initiative going, because they're spiking your water supply. They're spiking the GMO foods you eat. In every study they've done, they say it's a side effect that it sterilizes mammals. No, it's not a side effect. That they are hitting us all and hitting us all hard. And you're just going to have to come to the realization that you're being drugged and that you're being poisoned. People didn't used to be this stupid. The troops didn't used to be. I mean, have you been around the young recruits? I mean, these guys don't even know how to tie their shoelaces, folks. I mean, they're on drugs, okay? And we just have to admit the full horror of what we're under and just somehow repent to God. Okay, I want to get into the economy. I want to get into the economy for the balance of the hour, and then we're opening the phones up for military and police and others who are concerned about this. Okay? I want to go over all of this information. Now, the feds have opened up a criminal probe of Goldman Sachs. This is like Satan watching Beelzebub, but it does show the public pressure is so big now and revealing the corruption to such a level that they're now having to, you know, at least have a public display of justice. We also have Spain's jobless rate drops. I mean, tops 20%, adds to debt worries. See, in the U.S., we have over 20%, but they just lie about it. They're now saying Greece needs austerity measures to survive. And remember, on Monday, the Washington Post with a headline, IMF head says the good times are over for rich nations. You will pay more taxes and get less services. Well, here it is. Greece needs austerity measures to survive. Greece needs austerity measures to survive, Prime Minister said on Friday, rejecting calls from unions and opposition parties to reset EU IMF demands to raise taxes and cut public sector wages. So that's how this works. This is what they've done to hundreds of countries, and it's now happening here. Gold is at a year-long high now. It's cresting $1,200 an ounce. It's looking like it may crest that level. And I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up to talk about this because it looks like it's going to go past that $1,200 mark very, very soon, and they may try to knock it down again, but it's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. You can only do it so long. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, you're right. Gold jumped up another $10 today. It's seen as high as 1183 so far. Right now it's trading at about 1180. So to see that $1,200 mark be reached, it really won't take that much. What a lot of people don't understand is that the European Union, the people that use the EU for trade, are looking at gold at the highest price it's ever been for them. It wasn't this high last time when gold hit 1240.
Yeah, let's be clear. Gold is different prices via the currency in different countries. They're seeing all-time record highs in Europe, and that's what's causing the bump here.
Well, it is. I mean, we're not the only ones in the world that know that gold is a good alternative to a fiat paper currency. And the EU is a fiat paper currency, just like the United States dollar is. So they're seeing the same problems we are. They're turning to gold. Not surprising.
All right, Ted, stay there. Let's talk about the economy, what's happening in Greece, now sucking down Spain and Portugal, and where this is going. We'll be right back on the other side with Ted Anderson. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
We are back live. James Trafficant coming up in an hour and 5 minutes, want to be technical. And then, of course, we got Wayne Madsen with key 9/11 information. Big new developments on that front coming up with Wayne Madsen. The super classified network that served as command and control for the 9/11 false flag attack on America. That's the headline from Wayne Madsen. And that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know something, Ted? I want to be clear about this. You own the network. You own Midas Resources. You were a sponsor of my show 14 years ago, and then you started the network 12 and a half. How many years has it been, Ted?
You know, I think it's 13 now.
Okay, 13 years ago. So I guess you've been a sponsor for 14, because I guess I have been on air more than 15. I keep saying 14. I'm saying 14 for 2 years. And I remember buying my first gold of just a few coins from you, you know, back when it was $280 an ounce, and now it's right at $1,200. And look at all the other investments. Gold isn't really going up. It's just the dollar and other investments are truly going down. The stock market is an illusion. Most of that is inflation. And, you know, as you pointed out before the break, Europe has all-time highs for gold right now. We're getting close to it. And they may push it down again a couple times. But this Gatta news coming out, how J.P. Morgan's manipulating it and keeping it down, we already knew that. But we have the whistleblower coming on next Tuesday. People need to protect themselves. And they cannot find a better deal when you're able to offer these deals, because you will buy a ton of gold when it dips down, and then you'll sell it at the lower price when it goes way up. Now, I talked to you yesterday about this. You said you are getting close to running out of supplies that you bought when gold was $100 less an ounce. So tell people the offer and how long you can hold this.
Well, I'm down to the only coin that I have available at the lower price is the franc now. Everything else has been pushed up because gold's up. And you got to remember, that franc is a fifth of an ounce of gold. So for every dollar increase in gold, the franc, my cost, goes up 20 cents. Now, we've seen gold go from 1,050, 1,060 to now, I'm sorry, 1,060, 1,160 to 1,180 now. So, I mean, you can just do the math. I mean, the wholesale price on the coin is up incredibly at this time, and I'm not going to be able to hold it. I'm going to hold this deal, this 249.68, where you get the international forecaster with it, which just makes it a spectacular offer. But I'm going to hold this deal through Sunday. So you can buy that franc at 249.68. And I say that I don't have anything else that's held down. I have just a few things. You'll have to talk to our brokers about them, because it's just like I have a few ounces of this and that. And, you know, the rest of the stuff, the prices have gone up. You can see it on the internet all over the place. I know our prices had to be increased on the internet, even on this particular coin. I'm not offering this price on the internet, short of that email I had you send out yesterday, because we had such a short phone call on it. Anybody that's got that email should, you know, get your credit card out and pick that up. You can't buy a franc and get the forecaster all together as one package anywhere else in the world, not for that price. And you were smart, Alex, for picking up gold back then. That's when Bill Murphy started Gatta. And that's when that manipulation, you know, was started. They pegged gold to be at no higher than $400 an ounce.
Well, let me stop you real fast. For those that just joined us, if you want to take advantage of that special email, it's posted as an article, Gold Hits 2010 High Amidst Debt Turmoil in Europe. That's one of the top stories on prisonplanet.com, and it has the special offer, the one place on the web you can still get those francs at that price that no one else can match or even get close to. So that's up on prisonplanet.com if you want to get it over the internet, or call toll free 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And brokers will be there off and on throughout the weekend. You can also call on the weekend, but this ends at midnight on Sunday, 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dog chewed your remote control? Lost your remote? Or is your remote control just not working? Let ReplaceMeRemotes.com replace it or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, VCR, satellite, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. For all your remote control needs, visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com at 336-377-2220. We also carry a complete line of hotel and hospital remotes.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote, SimplySwimRemote.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're now into the second hour. Thank you for joining us. Yesterday, we posted the Army documents, the latest in a long, nightmarish string, where the Army is training all over the United States to militarily take on the Tea Parties. And the military are being caught that you're un-American trash, that you're traitors, and that you want to kill police. And you can go read it for yourself. The military personnel in the drill with police, which is illegal, take on the Tea Partiers, and then those that they don't kill, they take to a FEMA camp. You need to read this article. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists. Military personnel blow the whistle on exercise, which involved troops taking protesters to concentration camps. And they also teach them in the drills, these people are crazy. They think we want their guns and want to put them in camps. That's why we're going to take their guns and put them in camps. Kind of like the woman last year was one of my listeners, also a Glenn Beck listener, the news reported, as if that's important. A mother with a good job, no criminal record. She had an AR-15 she bought at the store, happened to be in her trunk of her car. She went outside a military base taking photos. She told them, I want to see if this is a FEMA camp. And they arrested her. And we need to look up whatever happened to her. Last time I heard that she was in jail, her gun wasn't illegal, taking photos wasn't illegal, but she just disappeared. You're crazy. You think we want to arrest you and put you in a jail cell. We're going to arrest you and put you in a jail cell. These people are crazy. They think there's a world government being announced. Meanwhile, it's all over the news every day, exactly as we said it would be, a world government run by private banks. So I want to open the phones up specifically for military veterans that are concerned about this and who over the years were given similar training, but now it's expanding. Current military, police, firefighters have been part of these drills, FBI, federal marshals. The phones are only open for you. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And some that called in yesterday were scared. They were like, I don't know if I'm even allowed to call in America and tell you what we're doing. What, how you're secretly training to take on the Tea Parties and returning veterans and gun owners? I mean, we got those documents a year and a half ago. We put them out and the media reported on it. This story needs to get just as big as the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. And that's only going to happen if you get this article and get it out to everyone you know. U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists. And in the next hour, a 10-minute special report on this, where also talk about how they're demonizing yours truly in these events, is going up on the YouTube channel, the Alex Jones YouTube channel, one of our channels. We have quite a few, but the one with the 43 million views on it. That's why they're upset. That's why they're concerned. We know exactly what they're doing. Why did I know? Back in 1999, I interviewed the chief of police of San Antonio, who told me there was secret government payoffs going on for martial law. I interviewed Thomas Sanchez, the head of emergency management in Kingsville, Texas, himself an Army intelligence veteran of Vietnam. And he said, look, the Army came in here and said we're doing takeover drills for gun confiscation in America. And he said, we're not going along with this. And that's in Police State 2000, of course. So, I mean, when I got police chiefs and the heads of emergency management, I mean, I knew about it before 99. We had government documents and Rex 84 and had seen the urban warfare drills and had gotten the videos from military personnel that had sent them to us where they were trying to take on Americans in different drills, mainly in Louisiana and California for some reason. And then Hebron, Maryland, and Swansboro, North Carolina, and, you know, all these other places. You know, Swansboro, I forget. It's all in the film. The point is that, I mean, this is not our opinion. Men, this man is a terrorist. He says we're training to take guns. Now let's go do a gun confiscation drill. Because these people are crazy. 1-800-259-9231. Are you concerned? Do you have any information? Do you have any intel? What would you like to say to the American people? Are your fellow officers in the military or the police waking up? Or are they ready to drink the blood of the American people like they have the Iraqis?
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to get into the Fed's open criminal probe of Goldman Sachs. Exactly what's happening legislatively right now. The Obama controllers are trying to completely break the back of this country and bring us into open world government. They're trying to pass the amnesty plan. They're trying to pass the expanded banking takeover to give the Federal Reserve that engineered the crisis. That's now come out in the internal emails. That's in Congress now. This gives them more power over society when they engineered it. They're trying to pass the global carbon taxes. They say that's the first thing on their agenda, a new tax to the banks, and internationally a value-added tax on all financial transfers on even individuals. So that's all happening right now. And I said I'd get to this yesterday. I didn't. I will cover it this hour. Doctors sterilize Uzbek women by stealth. Times of London, that ties into things that have gone on inside this country and are still going on inside this country. And this is a good example of how they secretly sterilize you. So you need to be made well aware of that. But for stations that just joined us, we have a key article up on prisonplanet.com. U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists. Military personnel blow the whistle on exercise, which involved troops taking protesters to concentration camps. And the main mission of the Army and the Marine Corps now under NORTHCOM domestically, we have all the documents, all the training manuals, classified, secret, and public, and mainstream stories telling you how great it is, and illegal military checkpoints popping up everywhere to acclimate people. It's all there in this one article, and in the next hour, a video is going up, a 10-minute report I shot last night that's got all the documents in it that we need to get out to everyone virally as well. But there's nothing like actually hearing it from the troops. And so I've said veterans, this has been going on for a long time, or people who are concerned who are veterans who want to comment, police officers, current military people. You know, we had call after call from now serving current military, just confirming what's already in the news. Ron Paul, myself, many others, they put pictures of me up on the wall and say, I'm the main den, I'm pure evil, I want to kill cops, I'm causing it, I want to kill the military, I'm a terrorist, I'm lying and saying they want a new world order. They say anybody that criticizes the Federal Reserve is a terrorist. I mean, this is so incredible. A $2 trillion a year military, right at $2 trillion, and their big threat is Alex Jones. Now, why is that? Because the military at the top echelons doesn't work for America, as Eisenhower warned you in 61. They work for the offshore banks that are trying to take over America. And they've engaged in so many crimes at the federal and corporate level that it's an all or nothing exercise. They're committed. They're going for broke. And we better reach out to the military and police try to break their conditioning, try to get through their brainwashing and say, look, you're training to confiscate our guns. You're training for civil unrest like you've never done before. You're being brainwashed and tea parties and returning veterans of the main target are being demonized. See, there's the proof. We were right. We said they would deploy troops in America. We said it would follow a banking collapse by design. Because we had the Trilateral Commission. We had the Bilderberg Group documents where they said we're going to use a financial crisis to have the people accept troops on the streets. And they would have a carbon tax to shut down all our industry. They want to bankrupt us. They want to make you dependent on government. They don't want you independent. It's so important that people become aware of what's happening. This has happened to every other nation. There has never been a nation that hasn't fallen to a military dictatorship run by private interest. It has never not happened to a nation. We're 200 plus years old. It's happening now. What, 235 years old? No nation has ever lasted this long. The Roman Republic only lasted a few hundred years before it became a despotic empire. When Julius Caesar... Google when Julius Caesar came across the Rubicon. I think it was he died in 44, or was it 46 B.C.? Google Caesar's crossing the Rubicon. I need that date. I can't stand it when I can't pull it up mentally. And go read what happened there, why the Romans, when? 49 B.C., and he got, what, killed in 44 B.C. Was it 45? Look up the death of Caesar. I want to be exact. Thank you. Julius Caesar crosses the Rubicon, 49 B.C. And, I mean, just everyone freaked out. They had a middle class. They had freedom. They had private property. Over. Bye-bye. Gone. The military wasn't allowed in Italy. It wasn't allowed in the city of Rome. Why? Because they hated the military? No. The military was their power to take over. But they were a real republic that had an empire. You were free if you lived in Rome and you were a Roman. Everybody else was dog meat, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a Roman empire like that, where we actually get some of the spoils. If you want to be immoral and go kill people and steal their oil and be this big, vicious empire. No. You're a slave inside the empire. Just like after Julius Caesar came to power and became Tyrannus. All right, I'm going to shut up now and go to the calls for people that are concerned about this. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Honor and pleasure to talk to you, sir. Where I live, I actually am a retired police officer, and the training that we received about 5 or 6 years ago, basically we would go quartering off an area and go to it, and anything we, quote unquote, we would find, we would take, you know, we'd confiscate, and they would have to go to jail for whatever we actually found in the house, like drugs, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a warrantless search. They call it knock and talk now. And we've had Blagojevich and now two state reps, what, last week or Monday in the Chicago Tribune call for the army to be deployed in Illinois for gun confiscation. So this is on your news.
Yeah, so yeah. Well, downstate folks, are, like I said, I'm retired now, but downstate folks said not only no, but hell no about, you know, sending our troops into our National Guard up to Chicago. Number one, we have to pay for it. Number two, it's Chicago's problem. Let them figure it out.
Yeah, they've disarmed the public. They've disarmed the public. So every criminal in America moves to Chicago where they can rape, rob, and steal with impunity. So Chicago has, what, the second highest crime rate in the country. Go ahead.
Yeah, we also have a National Guard center in our area that right in the middle of that center is a quote-unquote training camp for our units when we go to Iran or wherever, Iraq, Afghanistan, to train them to how to control the prisoners. But what's really ironic about it is that our National Guard troop is a engineering company. It's not a fighting or police MPs, you know, units.
Well, that's what I've been told and confirmed. They're training everyone in this now. That's never happened before.
Well, the other good thing, too, is the police officers that I'm still affiliated with have already been told if it gets to the point where the, you know, it hits the fan and they start the confiscation, that there's going to be a lot of real quick phone calls. And if we can't do it by phone calls, we'll do it by driving to their houses and tell them, look, this is coming down. Be prepared. And this is not just me talking as a old retired cop of about, you know, a little over 10 years.
So you're saying the cops that you know that are still on the force are saying they're not going along with this.
Exactly. The boys are telling me that if it comes down, they said, Mike, if it comes down, we're going to let you know because I know I'm going to be one of the first people to get hit.
And well, that's what, I mean, have you read these, all these documents that we've gotten that are?
I've read probably about 90% of them, sir.
But I mean, the point is, four veterans, four former police, you are the number one target, and they've got you all profiled. And if you're a libertarian or a conservative, if you get a tear in your eye when they sing the Star Spangled Banner, you are on a list. And that's what's so amazing is that how dumb are the troops or how stupid does the government think they are that in almost all these training scenarios now, they're converting from fighting Taliban and Al-Qaeda to we're going to go after former veterans and former police. I mean, you guys are the target. And then here are these troops who in 5-10 years are going to be civilians. Don't they, can't they put two and two together that they're training to go after their brothers?
I don't know what they're, I think it's, we've dumbed down our generation that's followed my police generation to a point where, no, they're too stupid. I'm serious. It's a god awful thing to have to say, but they're too stupid to do that. But situation that I'm in, I know for a fact that I'll probably be one of the first targets in the area. But let me tell you right now, I'm not going to go down without a fight. My brother, and when they do shoot me and I bleed out, it's going to be red, white, and blue blood. It ain't going to be just red. It'll be white and blue along with it.
Well, God bless you, Mike, and I'm sorry we've come to this point, but it's a nightmare. And the Germans couldn't believe it was happening. The Russians couldn't believe it. The Chinese, the Cubans, the Cambodians couldn't believe it. The Romans couldn't believe it. The British, this has happened there. I mean, it's happening. And the main enemy now is veterans, and they have troops being taught veterans are the main threat. Mike, I appreciate your call. God bless you. Just tears my guts out. But can you imagine being Alex Jones and confirming and getting the training manuals and then talking to countless troops that they project my photo and then videos of me ranting to make me look stupid up in front of huge rooms of troops and say, this is a bad man. This is an evil man. This is a liar. This is somebody that wants to get cops killed. And remember what happened within 2 hours of Poplawski, the white supremacist who hated my guts all over the internet. They knew that within 2 hours of the cops getting him in custody, it was in the news that it was my fault and I told him to do it, that I influenced him. That's because Instantly, I'm the enemy. They were ready to go in with any events that happen in America and blame Alex Jones. And again, I'm not trying to make this about Alex Jones. I've always tried to not be the big leader. I've always tried to say we all need to be leaders because I know that's something that can't be stopped. And also for my own safety. Believe me, I don't want to be out there, you know, the big general parading around on my horse for every political sniper to shoot me. You know, I'm back here in the laboratory. I'm a mad scientist of freedom. If you really want to know what I see myself as, I'm a tactician. We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Imagine the illegal aliens can riot, attack police in Phoenix and other areas, and it's not even on the national news. It's on the local news, and they say it's no big deal. But then meanwhile, the entire military is training to take on veterans, gun owners, and conservatives and libertarians. And they're having drills to kill us. Now, this is big breaking news, but I'm going to go back to the calls. Jesse Warren, Daniel, and others, Tony and Fred. But coming up, this is up on prisonplanet.com. This just broke. When I saw him say yesterday he's going to send SWAT teams to the rigs, if he was doing an investigation, he'd send FBI. This was about nationalization, and that's what I talked with my wife about. See, they're just seizing everything. The auto, everything. Levin, SWAT team response to oil spill as government takeover plot. Former Reagan advisors suggest Obama is greasing skids for nationalization of the oil industry. We have the video of it. We have the article up on prisonplanet.com right now. Jesse in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. When I was in the Army in Fort Bragg, when we got back from Afghanistan, we were tasked to train these National Guard tanker battalion to be infantry. And, I mean, one of the guys had been out of his contract for 16 years. I called him back because he missed drill a couple times. And he was, I mean, short, fat, in his 50s, in no way, you know, in any condition to be fighting anybody. And we went to Iraq after that. We had to be extended twice because the National Guard unit that was supposed to relieve us was waiting for new equipment, and they were all, like, cops and SWAT from Northern California. And, I mean, it was just disgusting, like, talking to these guys when they got in country, like their mentality about, I mean, Americans, and as if they were talking about like illegal aliens or something, but just talking about their own citizens, you know.
So where were you with police and SWAT training with National Guard with tanks, and they were basically talking about us like you know, kill a commie for mommy, Americans, and the American flag is the new commie.
Exactly. And then, I mean, I was tricked into re-enlisting after I got out in 04. And I had to train these reserve civil affairs soldiers to be more effective infantry soldiers. And then I ended up having to deploy with them to support the mission in Iraq again. So
I mean, what type of stuff would they say? Just talk about the public as scum? Or, I mean...
Well, I mean, they would talk about how, like, you know, nobody can be trusted, and they would... They were blatantly talking about how they would entrap people with drugs or prostitution or things like that in order to get more information. And they would detain people, you know, even if they knew they weren't, you know, valuable or whatever, and they planned on using all of those tactics in Iraq. I think one of their missions they mentioned was actually supporting the prisons and the transportation of prisoners from, you know, wherever to wherever.
Well, the Pentagon has said Iraq and Afghanistan are laboratories, and I read where they would take fired federal former prison guards who've been raping prisoners and would give them big bonuses and ship them to the different camps and these different torture centers. And so you're saying National Guard guys were full of SWAT and police, and that they were bragging about how they set up Americans and how they were going to bring that there. I always thought of it as the reverse. Take troops, put them in a bad situation to warp their minds to bring them back. But you're saying they've been warped being paramilitary police, and they're now exporting it.
Well, I don't know, you know, how their training went in California, but I know that they were definitely pre-programmed and geared up for... And also, I don't know whatever training they went through, you know, pre-deployment. They always have a mobility time period, 6 months or so before they deploy, to... you know, kind of recertify in their training and their military, whatever. Which is another thing I wanted to ask you about, because you mentioned about how all these National Guard and Reserve units are going and taking over these small towns, like you mentioned in Police State 4. When I was at Fort Bragg, we had that National Guard and Reserve soldiers that would stay in barracks right next to us all the time that the government would bring in. And we'd even have Marines that would come in and go on to Fort Bragg, stay there, and they train them before deploying. So I don't understand where they're using this as an excuse, where they have to take over small towns.
Oh, I've talked to police chiefs, generals, colonels, you name it, and in the open Army War College and other think tanks, they openly admit they're going to use foreign troops in America, and they admit this is for acclimating the public. I mean, I've interviewed police chiefs and emergency managers who have been told point blank from Texas, Indiana, you name it. We've played clips on air. We've interviewed them live on air over the years where they're even telling them. So if they're telling an emergency manager this is for a takeover of the U.S. scenario, can you imagine what the more secretive documents say? But Are any of the veterans you're talking to concerned? Do they know about MIAC? I mean, will they be concerned about these new documents where they're training the military to take on the Tea Partiers?
I'm trying to wake up as many people as I can. But, I mean, a lot of people, it's too heavy, you know? They don't want to believe it because it's so insane. People don't even make movies about this on Hollywood because it's so far-fetched, you know? But it's reality stranger than fiction.
Stay there, Jesse. One more question.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We are back live. I'm going to try to now hurry through Jesse, Warren, Daniel, Tony, and Fred's calls. Then, SWAT team response to oil spill is government takeover plot. That's Levin's saying. Former Reagan advisors suggest Obama is greasing skids for nationalization of the oil industry. Well, I mean, what do you think the TSA is? I saw Ridge 7 years ago on C-SPAN say, we're going to take over the airports, and then we're going to have mobile scanners, and we're going to be at all the bus terminals and train stations and then on the highways at hardened checkpoints. Well, Bill Clinton announced that in 1998 that they were going to set that up in the future. That's in my film, Police State 2000. And, I saw documents, a Clinton executive order from 94 about how they're going to take DNA at checkpoints, and now they're doing it under federal grants. I mean, it takes them a while to get this done, but everything's converging now. Everything's coming together. We're in the danger zone. It's on, okay? It is on now. So we're going to cover that, and this is exactly what's going on. because they just put the message out there, SWAT teams. We're sending SWAT teams. They're not environmental experts. They're not petroleum geologists. They're not engineers. If you're looking for terrorism, you send the FBI. You don't send SWAT teams. They're there with force to seize things. This sounds like Hugo Chavez or Stalin seizing infrastructure. And they've been talking for years about seizing the oil industry, nationalizing it. And that'll be done by the big mega oil companies to shut down all their competition. Just like the Federal Reserve engineers the financial crisis and now has a financial reform bill that's very close to passing that gives them even more power over all financial institutions. Then it'll be selectively enforced. Okay, I have one more question for you, Jesse, in Louisiana. When you're trying to wake up your friends in the military and you say it's just too horrible, I mean, you can show them all the documents, all the training. Many of them have probably been given the training or know others that have been given it. I mean, this is on record that they want Brigade Homeland and that they are training to take on veterans. So I don't see how they can't wake up, Jesse.
Well, I mean, I know myself as a veteran, you know, multiple times deploying to different countries and being in the horrific situations I was in. You know, I'm going through a hard time kind of recalibrating as a civilian and breaking down my programming. And it's hard because it's all about perspective, Alex, you know, with dealing with other people and other cultures. When you're told in the States, especially older soldiers that have been training for this type of thing, I mean, there were people in my unit that were twice my age. I joined when I was 17. There's people that were twice my age that had never deployed and never done anything, but they had been training for it for 20 years, you know, all of my command staff and everybody else. And then they go there, and they have this preconceived view of what it is, what the enemy is, you know?
You've hit the nail on the head. I discovered 12 years ago, because it was happening in Austin, and now all over the country, in the Associated Press, that they have unannounced takeover drills of colleges, public schools, even elementary schools, where they run in and scream, "We are militias against the government. We're going to kill you." And people literally start urinating on themselves. Or they blow up a car with smoke bombs out front of the school, march the little crying kids out. This is on the news, them crying, and say, quote, "We are homeschoolers against public education." And then they start having mock killings of teachers who they had pre-warned to traumatize the kids. That is the essence of a Soviet re-education camp. All of America is basically a giant Soviet brainwashing camp. And so when they have drill after drill with all these National Guard people, and you can read the drills, it's their drunken racist scum who hate America and want to kill cops. Here's their leader, Alex Jones. And then they have simulations of killing us. Exactly. That's meant to drill a hatred of the American people into them. And that's why those cops that were National Guard that you were around had such disdain, because in this role, they're told, you're the good guy, they're the bad guy, so frame them, set them up, do whatever you have to win the war against the enemy, which is America.
That's right. And to answer your question before about how many oil rigs are off the coast of my fine state here, there's about 3,800, a little less than 4,000 oil rigs. And an important point I want to make about that real quick, I know you got to get through other calls, but we have, despite, you know, the stigma from Katrina and everything, we have a very big Army Corps of Engineers right here in Louisiana, right in the Delta. And they're not only trained as engineers, but they're soldiers. So why didn't Obama mobilize the Corps of Engineers out there who are trained for this type of stuff? And not to mention, I'm pretty sure that's what the National Guard's core intention is supposed to be, is taking care of domestic issues such as this. I mean, he obviously has absolutely no idea what to do with the resources that he has. And further illustrates his complete incompetence and his complete lack of qualification to be the president of
the country. Jesse, I hear you and I appreciate your call, but let me just add a caveat and then go to other callers here. That's how it's meant to look. Obama is a Harvard slick lawyer, clearly CIA, to read off a teleprompter and look handsome. Bush didn't screw up Katrina. They ordered Walmart, They ordered the National Guard. They ordered the Army Corps of Engineers. They ordered the Coast Guard not to deliver fuel, not to help anybody. I have interviewed the sheriff of that parish. We've played the clips of him on the news. FEMA, as the storm hit, hours before the levees broke, went and cut the communication lines at the police, fire, and county departments. We ought to pull those clips up. We've got Prison Planet articles about it that have it. In fact, just Google FEMA cut police communications in Katrina. Pull that up. I mean, anything I say, you can pull up, folks. We don't make anything up. I know that sounds insane that they did that. And they had to finally post armed police guards after they repaired the police communications. See, that's why the cops, more than half of them, just left. Suddenly, none of their radios worked. FEMA admittedly was jamming cell phones. This was an operation to have it implode, to say FEMA didn't have enough resources so they could get more power and more control. Obama knows they've got the Army Corps of Engineers there. He knows they've got the Navy. He knows they should have lit fire to that oil day one, not day six. They knew all of that, okay? And he just reads what's on a teleprompter. So, sure, he isn't even being briefed on why he's saying this. But I appreciate your call. They want it to fail. They want it to be a disaster. Under political pressure, they say they can suddenly drill in all these new areas because the Russians and the Chinese are moving in to do it because the U.S. blocked companies from doing it, our companies. So suddenly he announces a month ago they're going to do this. Then the day before Earth Day, this thing blows up. The big suppressor caps that are almost foolproof didn't engage. And then he says, I'm sending SWAT teams. SWAT teams, just so the public thinks, well, if I got a flat tire, SWAT team. If my kid's acting up, SWAT team. That's why parents, if their 8-year-old won't take a shower or won't eat dinner, they now call police and tell them taser them. You know, I mean, I guess if you need your clogged toilet to be fixed, you call a SWAT team. And here comes the SWAT team. No, this is seizing the oil wells. This is seeing if they can get away with it. Let's talk to Warren in Vegas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Al.
Thanks for holding. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. Hey, I've been watching that FEMA drill that's supposed to take place, even though it was allegedly canceled. I called the FEMA office over here, over on Pecos, here in town, and I asked them, confronted them in a nice way that I'm just a citizen. I really don't want our city going up in a plume under the auspices of your so-called FEMA drill.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's a nuke drill. Now, Warren, we're just taking calls from police and military on this issue. Are you former police or military?
Military.
Okay. And so they're going to have an improvised nuke device supposedly go off. It got leaked. FEMA is very upset about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and right. Harry Reid allegedly canceled it. So I ended up calling the local, you know, FEMA office, and he says, oh, yes, that was canceled, but we've chosen another city. And I says, well, sir, can you tell me the city? Is it Reno? Is it Tahoe? Is it Mesquite or something? Well, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. Goodbye. And, I called to talk about that and that article that you said about the U.S. military's training to go against Tea Party terrorists and putting them in prison camps. And, hey, I ran into six German troops here at Walmart, and I had a confrontation with them. I wish I would have had a camera. They verified to me, Alex, because I asked them the question. I said, you're here for the martial law gun confiscation program, aren't you? And he nodded his head in agreement with me, and he gave me a dirty look and walked away. There were six of them shopping in Walmart. And I told my wife I didn't want to go to Walmart that day. It was in Centennial Hills Walmart. I try to get the video.
By the way, this isn't just your opinion. It's on record. NLE 09, they had troops from 14 countries, including Germany, Mexico, Canada, England, you name it. But in Police State 2000, again, there were Dutch, German, Israeli, French, Australian, British, Scottish troops openly training. And I have video of the combatants who were military, dressed as civilians, playing the part of U.S. citizens. And they'd say, what city are you from? San Francisco. Where'd you get the helmet and weapons? I mean, on video. I mean, they've been training forever. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, Alex, this was in broad daylight. They had their German camo on. That's what caught my eye because I was looking for my wife in the Walmart, you know, going up and down the aisles. And even two other shoppers, just common citizens, I asked them, hey, you see those four guys over there? Because the other two took off and went some other place, you know, they were shopping or something. But I says, hey, isn't that strange? You got German camo on these guys, black boots, nice clean haircuts like our guys, you know, servicemen and everything, with the German patch on their right shoulder. And I went up to them and told them what I just told you. And then after they verified, they were going to do the gun confiscation program, like i.e. Katrina and other situations. I told them, I said, hey, you know what? Just go home. You know, what you're doing is illegal. Okay. You're not supposed to be on American soil. Okay. And doing gun confiscation because it's not going to go well for you. And I was polite. I didn't threaten them or anything like that, but they knew he verified. I wish I would have had a camera. I didn't have one at the time, but I just wanted to call and tell you that, Alex. I just can't believe this. I mean, everybody here, all the shoppers are walking around. You walk and talk to them. They go, oh, this is so neat. Oh, look at these foreign troops. Oh, they're part of Nellis's program, Intertraining Red Flag Program. And I says, no, these aren't Air Force guys. These are infantry troops. I know the difference between the camo and the fatigues and the one-piece jumpsuits that the Air Force wears versus the infantry.
I hear you. Warren, I appreciate your call. God bless. Interesting info. Daniel in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
All right, sir.
With all of the threats against you, sounds like, that are going on out there, I hope you have a very big bodyguard contingency.
No, I don't. I don't look behind my back when I'm walking through a store. I don't worry about anything. You know what? I'm a good person. I'm telling the truth. And, you know, if somebody pulled a gun out on me in a parking lot and tried to kill me, I'd try to duck or get out of the way. But I'm not really worried about it. I'm committed to what I'm doing. But it just shows how twisted our government is, that in all these manuals, they're teaching them that I'm one of the main enemies, if not the main enemy. And that just shows who the real enemy is. It shows what's happened.
Yeah. Alex, you got God watching over you. I think that's why you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, you know what? If I do get killed or imprisoned or set up, that's what God wanted to happen. I'm really not worried about it. I can't live in fear, and I understand. You know, I'm going to be honest. A few times I have had bodyguards. I've, you know, been planning events. We get death threats, and I was going to ignore it. And then a hotel manager called and said, look, there's this crazy guy here, and I'm one of your listeners, and he was talking threateningly about you even when he was checking in. And then I had a bad feeling, so I got a local cop who I know off duty in plain clothes to come. And sure enough, the guy showed up and stood up at the back of the book people, this is years ago, and started pulling his hand out from a trench coat, acting like going bam, bam, like he was going to shoot me. But I mean, that's the kind of stuff. But so if I do specifically have a threat, I'll protect myself. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. Alex, I'm prior military. It was back in '70s, about '78, I believe it was. A base in Louisiana, Air Force base there, had troops serving there that were foreign troops. And we were specifically instructed not to say anything to these troops. Do not salute them or anything if you think they're officers or stuff, but to be sure not to look at their faces even. Come to find out later, we found out that they were Iranian troops, of all things, getting training there on our base. Found that kind of unusual. Now, as far as the other day, I bumped into a U.S. soldier in a store here where I live. The other day, and he's up here visiting from a base up north and doing some TDY duty down here at an Army base. He was telling me, I was just asking him how things were going, stuff like that, you know. And I asked him, I said, what are you hearing about, anything about gun confiscation? Is the military going to participate or anything like that? And he just kind of smiled and he says, I'm not. But he said, there are some very weird things going on at the base out there. And I said, well, like what? He said that there was hundreds of foreign troops at this base training on the door-to-door technique. And he, you know, was very disturbed in the fact. And, of course, I thought, well, he might be just telling me that because he probably thinks that's what I want to hear. A week later, we went to a shopping center here, and there were Chinese troops everywhere in a parking lot. I mean, big numbers of Chinese troops. So I made it my business to go over to them and try to find out what in the world they're doing here. Some of them had name tags that they were from Singapore, and then some of them had name tags that they were from China. They said they were here for specialized training. I said, specialized training? I said, what kind of training y'all going to be doing? Well, they didn't want to answer. I said, are y'all doing what, just military training, or is it riot control or gun confiscation or what? And they all started kind of looking at each other and giggling and stuff, but one of them in the background gave it away because he was shaking his head up and down, yes.
Well, I've got video from 95, 96, 97, 98 in Louisiana. People can Google it. It's Cooperative Nugget. And that was Eastern European troops. And the general says, you're part of the New World Order. And in the drills, they're training to take on Americans.
Well, I definitely believe something's in the makings. I was prior militia, no longer in it. But I know that when we were in it, the feds, everybody was all over us with video cameras and stuff and caused us a lot of trouble and stuff. But if they were scared back then, I know they're way scared now.
Daniel, anything else you want to add?
That's it, Alex. Take care. God bless America, and let's get prepared.
All right, more calls straight ahead. Tony, Fred, Terry, John, and others.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
my stack. I'll get to it later if I have a chance. When we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv and show you a document cam shot of it, it says, the United States is one of the only countries in the world to permit militias. Permit. It's like, we permit you to have private property. We permit you to have children. We permit you to have your own money. We permit you to have a garden. And now I see all these cities talking about banning gardens because you might grow pot. We're living like prisoners in this country more and more. Because we got a bunch of banks stealing trillions of dollars, doing whatever they want. They bought off our cities and counties. Crooks have moved in at every level of society. They know we're waking up to it, and they intend to go all the way and clamp down on us. We got James Traficant coming up. We'll continue with your phone calls as well. But let's go to Tony in Georgia. Tony, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. Back in early 1996, before the Olympics came to Georgia, we were all carried to Conyers, Georgia, to the horse ranch. And we were trying to keep doors in, shoot men, women, and children, and confiscate weapons. So what the rest of the guys have been telling you is accurate, but it's a little bit more, it's a little deeper than what everybody can imagine. This goes way back to the late 50s, some of the contracts that the military was issuing out, privatizing to other agencies. I noticed that during that time, the training we had, we even had department heads from the Department of Education, Department of Corrections, you name it. They were all involved in it, and we were trained by one of the Israeli Mossad.
Well, that's actually been in the New York Daily News that for the last decade, the Mossad has been one of the main trainers of local police and, quote, counterterrorism forces.
I just thought I'd throw that in there, Alex.
Well, to be specific, when and where was this?
This was back in the late spring of 96 before the Olympics came to Georgia.
And you were with the military or the police?
Well, I'm from military, but I was with the State Patrol.
You were in what?
With the Georgia State Patrol.
Okay, State Patrol. And,
right.
And I mean, were you guys wondering why you were drilling to take on the American people?
Yes. Most of the guys just went along to get along. That's a normal thing. Just go along to get along. You know, like, don't worry about it. This will never happen here. But not me. I knew that it was coming. I could see it. I was raised in a military family. My great uncle was the commanding officer, in fact, he was a general in Fort Benning, Georgia, so I had access to just about everything that was going on back when I was a child growing up, and I'm 60 years old now, so I've been in this battle for 44 years, and it's getting worse.
Well, now they're just, I know this has been going on for a long time, we've confirmed at least 30 years, but it's clearly accelerating and coming to a head. Do you agree?
I agree, and I believe that before this year's out, probably 1776 is going to reoccur.
Well, they're forcing that. They want an armed confrontation.
You're exactly right. They want an armed confrontation, and the reason they want people to be in the militia, to have permission to be in the militia, so they can get names, phone numbers, the whole nine yards, so they'll have a list. The way it is now is more secretive, and that's the way it should be.
Sounds like it's a beautiful day there in Georgia. I can hear the birds singing.
Oh, you better believe it. It's beautiful if they just quit putting chemtrails out.
Well, I mean, do you talk to any of your old state police buddies? Are they awake to what's happening?
The majority of them won't even acknowledge me anymore. There's a few that will, and I'm with another agency now. I won't say who they are. And out of 48 people, six of them are very much awake because of me.
Well, good job, and God bless you, and we really appreciate your call, Tony. Man, all these other callers, I hate to hear what they have to say. We got James Traficant coming up, but we'll get to your calls as well. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have reached the halfway point in this Friday edition. For the next 60 minutes, James Traficant is our guest, the iconic Beam Me Up Scotty. There's no intelligent life here, Congressman, who was absolutely railroaded into prison. There is no doubt about that, for exposing corruption and tyranny in this nation. And he's going to discuss the Tea Parties. He's running for the Congress again. We're going to get his take on the militarization of police, what really happened in Oklahoma City. He investigated that, what happened with the Pan Am flight, and a lot more. And we'll take some phone calls, because I did have the phones open earlier for military and police to call in. We have all these government documents where they're training the military for martial law in America, and it's building towards a crescendo. James Traficant, good to have you on with us, sir.
Glad to be back, Alex, and I want to say, after appearing on your show several months ago, I didn't realize how strong a show you have, and I want to commend you, because you are educating millions of American people, and I was surprised, and I'm honored to be asked to come back on your show.
Well, Congressman, we're honored to have you here because of your courage and your steadfastness. So much is happening, so much is going on. I've got questions and issues I want to pick your brain about, but out of the gates, the State of the Union, the state of the taxing system, all the new VAT taxes they want, telling us austerity, taxes are going to go up, our benefits are going to go down. What does James Traficant say about that?
Well, number one, I think the country is bankrupt. That's evident. And number two, I think all they're talking about doing is just going to further implode this nation. And I see us dismantling like the old Soviet Union. I really do, Alex. I think that you can't continue to have the income tax that penalizes work, subsidizes illegitimacy, and rewards dependency. It's time to throw it out, abolish the IRS, repeal the 16th Amendment. Now, you know, I support a flat, fair 25% consumption tax on final retail sales. And my opponents are saying that's going to hurt the poor. Quite frankly, Alex, Harvard did a study and said when you throw out the burdensome compliance of the IRS, he said the prices are going to drop. The prices will probably be similar to what we have now. But finally, for those naysayers, those people who are under the poverty level will simply take their pay stubs to the government, and there will be a system as there exists now. The only difference with the trafficking bill, Alex, is everybody must work who gets a government stipend. I don't care if they have 12 children, they'd work at the daycare center with those children. But you see, anybody that visits Broadway or visits Las Vegas from Germany and Japan, they'd pay into our tax scheme. And finally, it's a trade reciprocity program. If a country has barriers against ours, we have barriers against them. And we also quantify the standard of living in each country and weigh that down with tariffs as necessary. But it's a flat 25% final retail sales tax, no taxes on used materials, but just new retail sales and services. And, Alex, if the country does not move to this scheme, America will implode like the Soviet Union. That's my prediction right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Congressman, I've seen the similar studies. I've talked to economists. It would be good if we only had one federal tax, other than the tariffs they could raise money with. The problem is Obama and others, they want a VAT on every level on top of the income tax.
Yes, this is the problem. You got to throw the income tax out. It was founded, and it's the predicate of the communist platform of Karl Marx. And it's done just that. It's made a dependent society over here. It's penalized work, and that's the last thing that the founders wanted. The reason we have the 16th Amendment, Alex, is when we first started the income tax, which, by the way, was only supposed to be on the rich people, it was taken to the Supreme Court, and it was struck down as unconstitutional. As a result, we have this 16th Amendment, and some people feel that it wasn't adequately ratified to boot, and that maybe we shouldn't repeal the 16th Amendment. We should just disregard it because it wasn't in fact, lawful. But I think let's be safe. Let's repeal the 16th Amendment. Abolish the IRS. We don't need a Department of Energy. We don't need a Department of Education. There's too damn much government here, Alex. And what we don't need is we don't need more taxes on top of income taxes.
James Travigan, stay there. Quick break. Coming back with a long segment talking about a host of issues and the demonization of the Tea Parties all over the news, saying they're racist, they're terrorist. Bill Clinton says that there's going to be another Oklahoma City, and it's going to be the fault of the American people. We'll see what James Travigan says about that. Congressman, stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
James Traficant, former congressman, is our guest. I've researched his case. It's even been on national news. They've admitted he was completely railroaded, set up, mainly because he was criticizing foreign aid, period, and foreign aid to Israel, and they told him they were going to get him. And we had Jane Graham, Oklahoma City bombing survivor. She was on the ninth floor on last week. She saw McVeigh and other feds planting gray sticks of butter, didn't know what they were. She brought this info to Congress. They wouldn't talk to her. The only person that would look at the information was James Traficant. And she said she talked to James Traficant's assistant in his office. And she said, yeah, they came and said, give us those documents back. And James Traficant refused. And they said, we're going to get James Traficant. But that was one of many reasons they went after him. But we'll talk about that today. But continuing with your campaign, you're running for Congress again. You are going to file. Tell us about that, Congressman.
I'll be filing this coming Monday as an independent in one of two districts. I'm not sure. Because when I went to art school, if you will, Alex, they split the district up into three ways to make sure I could never come back. So I'm basically have no money, but I think money plays too much a part in politics anyway. I think it's time for somebody without a lot of money just to put the hay where the goats can reach it and tell the people what's going on and run the old-fashioned way.
Well, you certainly have got a lot of name recognition, and a lot of people love you in your state there and know that you were railroaded. And we talked about that some last time, but perhaps because we have, you know, new audience tuning in all the time, recap what happened to you, and then we're going to get into some of the current things that are happening and get your take on it, like U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists. This is confirmed. We have their internal training manuals where they prepare for gun confiscation and war against the American people. But first, recapping your railroading.
Well, you know, number one, several of the people that were involved already now admitted they were pressured to lie. And there's a young man in Nigeria, a young black man, that filed an affidavit with the Nigerian government, Mr. Okolo, that his life was ruined because he wouldn't perjure himself against trafficking. Bottom line, it was a six-year investigation, $15 million, over 250 agents, on or about the time, Alex, that the Trade Center and the Pentagon were being attacked. And the government voluntarily stated at this trial that they made no tapes on me at all. And now it's come out, and I can't prove it yet, but it's all over that they burned boxes and boxes of tapes because there was no physical evidence. They had seven people who said they bribed me. Three of them already recanted. The two major charges were dropped because those people admitted before trial they were pressured to lie. So now the prosecutor's working for an insurance company somewhere in Ohio, and they're scared to death. And I want to say this on your show. I want some whistleblower to come forward and confirm that they burned boxes and boxes of tapes they made on Jim Trafficking over a six-year investigation, because the reason why they said they had no tapes, Alex, I could use their own tapes against them and say, where's the crime? So now I think they're showing it. I think it's coming out. I think most people realize what happened. And remember, I'm the guy that brought John Demjanjuk back home from Israel, who was on death row for being Ivan and Terrible. And maybe this is exclusive on your show today, Alex, that John Demjanjuk from Germany on trial now has requested of his family and his defense that they bring me into Germany relative to this trial. And if I am subpoenaed, I am going to Germany. So that's an exclusive for you, Alex.
And to recap that, the Israeli Supreme Court said you were right. You got him the documents. He was not the guy. We know who he was. Looked nothing like this individual. And then still, the U.S. government grabs him and sends him to Germany when Israel said he's innocent.
Yes, and you know what's amazing, Alex? We must give Israel credit for this. Their Supreme Court took my evidence. The U.S. courts wouldn't accept it. Congress wouldn't hold a hearing because they said it's too sensitive. And, Alex, what I said is, when the sensitivity, quote-unquote sensitivity, waived the Bill of Rights, my God, what happened to us? When you endanger the right of one American, you endanger the rights of all Americans. So what's happening now, and I want this also as an update on your program, Israel would not convene a trial on this new matter. So they had to go to Germany. Our government is just trying to cover their tracks. Alex, they should be charged with attempted murder. They knew this man wasn't Ivan. And they suborned perjury, they obstructed justice, and they've got away with it. They've gotten away with this, Alex.
And they know he's ill. It's official oppression. I mean, they know he's innocent. They're just doing this.
They're hoping he dies before there can even be a trial. They're trying to cover up for what they did in the past. Just remember this, Alex. The documents that I got that took him off a death row after being convicted were Justice Department documents.
Think and the that. Justice Department knew that he was not the guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is out of hand. We need a mechanism. We need a mechanism, Alex. We need a mechanism where the FBI and the Justice Department can be, in fact, tried. One of my last bills was the Fair Justice Act. The president would nominate, the Senate would confirm for a 10-year term. The director of the Fair Justice Agency would have only one duty, Alex, and that would be to investigate and prosecute crimes within the Justice Department. My God, we got a police state coming at us. We've got a government that we're basically economic slaves here. And no one's really looking at it seriously. That's why I'm giving you credit. You're going out on a limb. And I remember telling Connie Chung about Pan Am 103. Be very careful how you handle Pan Am 103. And she did an hour special on the report, confidential report I got. And all I want to say is this. A couple weeks later, she was never seen on TV again. Now, you are a very courageous guy, and I've been following you. And I know that there are many people in the government that are very upset because you are educating the American people. And American people have been dumbed down through a mainstream media that has, in fact, aided and abetted this government, and I don't understand why.
Jim Trafficant's our guest. Congressman, I don't want to talk about myself, but I am in the middle of this, and I want to ask your advice. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, in the last 6 months or so have put out multiple reports apiece. They're now even saying Ron Paul is a terrorist enabler. They're saying Judge Napolitano is an extremist terrorist enabler. The MIAC Homeland Security reports that law enforcement sent us over a year ago say that gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, I'm sure you've seen that in the news. Now we've gotten Army documents, and we've confirmed that they're following us around at in the Fed rallies. We've confirmed that in these briefings for the military, they project my photo up and like I'm the kingpin or the godfather and say that I want cops to die and that I want the military. Just all lies. And the national news, Nightline, you name it, have been down here, CNN, I mean, the list goes on and on. And they keep saying on the news, and George Soros' outfit keeps saying, I'm calling for violence, when it's the opposite. What does that sound like to you? I mean, are they really getting ready to set me up?
It sounds to me as if you're a great American and you're making touch and contact with the average American and they don't like it. Let me just say this, Alex. There's no doubt that you're doing that. Now, here's what you have to be concerned about, that any technicality could be brought against you, and my God, they can be very vicious. But let me say this. I think this is a badge of honor. My name was mentioned one time in an IRS review that said the American people shouldn't listen to Congressman Jim Trafficant. He's just anti-government. And that was one of the biggest compliments I ever received. And I think this is a compliment to you because I think it shows you as a leader. Now, the downside is I don't like what they're doing to this Tea Party. These are average American people. They don't want to blow anything up, and they're not going out there and acting violently. And Alex Jones is not recommending that anybody go out and cause any violence, revolution in this country. And anybody with a bright mind and a reasonable mind understands that. But what they're trying to do is stop this movement. And the reason for it is very simple. The American people are fed up, and they should be. They should be fed up. And I think what you're doing is you're articulating the reasons why they're fed up. The problem with the Tea Party to a degree is they're so upset, but they don't really understand the total dimension of why they're upset. And number one, they're just opposing rather than advocating as well. But I think they're starting to evolve now, Alex, with leadership that they're hearing from individuals like yourself and from commentary made by you and some others, that they're starting to look at, say, look, here's what we've got to do now. Here's what must be done in the country. And I think what we have underway is a powerful political revolution taking place in the United States of America, and I believe the powers that be are trying to stop it. They're trying to say that these people are radical, they're racist, they're bigots. Look, I've been hit with the anti-Semite business, the racist business, the bigot business, but listen to what I stand for. If you're an illegal immigrant in this country, you're not just an immigrant, you're an illegal immigrant, and you should be thrown the hell out. Enough is enough, and we shouldn't be paying health care to take care of people that are driving our costs up. So that makes me a bigot? Look, that's just the way it is. If you're an Hispanic American, you're a friend of mine. If you're an illegal immigrant, I don't care what nationality you are, you're not a friend of mine, and you should be thrown out. And we've got to do something about that, take care of our borders. I really feel sorry what's going on in Arizona and the way they're depicting Arizona. You know, I am the congressman, Alex, that passed putting 10,000 soldiers on our border and keeping people out and keeping drugs out. And listen, these soldiers are overseas in Germany and in Japan and in Korea. They're going to the theater and going to lunch. They're guarding the borders in the Mideast. And God, our borders are wide open. What kind of national security and homeland security does America have? This is a joke. Both of these parties are basically trying to seduce this growing minority population of Hispanics into a voting bloc, and it's larger now than the African-American community. Enough is enough. Let's take care of our government. Call us what you want. But I just pray to God that you just continue to do what you're doing. The reason they're focusing on you is you're effective.
And that's the reason they focused on you, and that's what's scary. I don't want to go to prison with them setting me up for something.
Don't think that's forlorn. Here's the thing I could be concerned about. You know, I don't know what your relationship is with your network, but there'll be people behind the scenes trying to take that microphone away from you because you're having an impact. I know. Let me tell you how I know about it. I can't explain to you how many times people have said to me, I heard your comments on the Alex Jones show. I'm very proud of you. I agree with you. Thank you for doing the Alex Jones Show. We think Alex does a great job. We were surprised you were on there. Some people may be afraid to be on there, and they say, we don't know why, but we're glad you were on there, Jim. And people, but the bottom line is, I've heard this all over, people commenting about this everywhere I go, Alex. So you're reaching people, and I think you're reaching people with an intelligent approach, and there's certainly no doubt in my mind you're not advocating any type of violence or anything.
None of us are. Congressman, thank you for your kind words on that subject and your advice. Let's come back in to get into some other issues, but continue to discuss where you see this nation going and talk about Oklahoma City 15 years later. We'll be right back with James Traficant.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Jim Traficant, former congressman, is our guest. Mexico has collapsed because of their phony drug war It's totally criminal. There's murders, ranchers being killed, Texas, Arizona. I mean, it's a mess. And then meanwhile, Washington Post, human rights observers killed in an attack in Mexico. And it talks about all over Mexico, they're shutting the power and water off to Indian groups that live down there. Mexico's very racist towards the Indian population. I don't know why. I mean, the folks in Mexico are Indian and Spanish mainly. And some Germans that immigrated there during the colonial system. And then here's another one. Mexico acknowledges migrant abuse, pledges changes. I mean, they don't give free welfare to any people. They arrest illegals instantly. I, as an American, can't go down there with my wife and have a baby and have it all paid for. I mean, this is a sick joke, Congressman.
Absolutely. Alex, you're right on target. I think we even have to change the Constitution. If someone comes across our border illegally for the purpose of having a child, and having an American citizen, I think that should be changed, and the citizenship should be denied, and the woman should be removed from the country. Enough is enough. No one realizes, you know, we had a case up here in Northeast Ohio, just real quick, Alec, where a fellow went in with a card and got a surgery on his pancreas. And 10 days later, another fellow came in with the same card to get surgery, and they did the surgery. They didn't realize it until they checked the paperwork. And they were both illegal, can't find them, and did two particular surgeries that the American people, our people up here, end up paying for. I mean, this is in our own backyard. Now, imagine what this is like in voting booths with fake IDs, fake driver's license, fake Social Security card. It's gone too far. And now we're talking about making citizens amnesty out of illegals who jump the fence. My God, Alex, this is putting a neon sign right on the border saying, hey, jump the fence, and eventually you become an American citizen. Gone too far.
Well, the feds are financing illegal checkpoints through the states everywhere. All this Arizona law says is that if they have suspicion and then you're an illegal, when they pull you over for drunk driving or whatever it is, that the state's going to take you to the feds. I mean, all that's doing is enforcing the law. Since when are states not supposed to, you know, if they catch somebody committing a federal crime, to not arrest them?
Amen. It's the United States of America, not the federal government of America. And let me say this on your show. I support the Arizona law because the reason for the Arizona machination is simple. The federal government has failed to act on behalf of the American people. The federal government's job is for national security. And how the hell can you have national security with a border that's not secure? Someone tell me that. So I support what they're doing in Arizona, and they've got to stand up. This is a microcosm of the failed policies of America. Bring the American people's attention to it. Now, the mainstream media is making Arizona look like racist, look like bigots, and they're going to lose conventions, and they're going to lose money. Look, the bottom line is the federal government has caused this problem for Arizona and for all these border states. The federal government should be taking the brunt of the attack. And that's why they don't like Alex Jones, and that's why they don't like Jim Travigan, because the truth of the matter is very plain for us to see. The federal government has failed to secure our borders. How can you have a Homeland Security border program with a border wide open, Alec?
Well, what do you think about Obama announcing yesterday he's sending SWAT teams to, quote, all the oil rigs? Some Reagan administration officials are on record saying they believe this is greasing the skids for the feds nationalizing oil.
I wouldn't be surprised. The way the country's going, we've nationalized everything. Just keep this in mind. General Motors, government Motors stock, is now trading at 27 cents a share. Let's be honest about this. We have buoyed up a false economic illusion here. All of these new hires they're talking about, Alex, were census workers. Now you got a health bill with, listen to this, 159 new boards, programs, and entities to be created, more IRS enforcement, plus an additional 16,500 IRS employees to be hired at a cost of $1.7 trillion. All of these jobs, we have more government workers than factory workers already, and this is a false illusion. I think the best thing that could be done is the states have got to put their foot down here, and that we have no more states' rights. Their background music in a doctor's office, and maybe Arizona will highlight the issue of the United States of America. Remember, there used to be a nation known as USSR, and now they broke up. Don't think we can't implode, and I predict that. I predict, unless there's a direct intended change in taxes that starts to reward work, that we're going to implode. It's just a matter of time.
Well, you got the federal government calling for carbon taxes, but then China and India and Mexico and others don't have to have the carbon taxes. I mean, that will kill the economy. Yeah. Why does the federal government want to kill the economy?
You know what, Alex? What's really funny is The reports now say, the forensic reports say, that most of the carbon problems in America are brought in from the trade winds from the Far East, from China and Japan. And these countries don't want to do anything about their carbon emissions. I think it's time for us to say we can handle our economic problems, and the world can handle theirs too, but good fences make good friends.
Stay there. Stay there. Jim Trafficant, former congressman of Ohio, is our guest. We'll talk about Oklahoma City straight ahead and a lot more in his campaign, how you can get involved in it, getting back in Congress.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site, ReplacementRemotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote. And an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's the deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What a muscle. We are back live with Jim Trafficant. What an interesting person. You know, he's not only a former congressman, he was drafted into the NFL by the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1963. He also obtained a master's degree from the University of Pittsburgh and another from York Youngstown State University. We're going to be going back to him here in just a moment, talk about Oklahoma City and some other subjects, and also take some phone calls for the congressman, and they can also talk about the experiences they've had with law enforcement and the military being militarized to go up against the American people. But Jim Trafficant is our guest. We've had two new films come out in the month of April. And one is Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. 2 hours plus, jam-packed, 18 months in the making, government narcotics trafficking, white slavery running, staging terror attacks, police state, how the globalists operate. I mean, it's an encyclopedia, the new film available on DVD at Infowars.com. And your purchase of the DVD also supports our broadcast. You can make copies of it, give it to everyone you know. The people are ready to be awakened. And I don't really get the credit for the effect this show's having. It's really you, the listeners, that are taking action. So I want to thank all of you that have taken action. And then, of course, we released this film last week, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. A year in the making, covers the police state, the military being trained to take on the American people, and so much more. It proves that the underwear bombing was a staged event with eyewitnesses that we interviewed that were on the plane and that saw the feds getting him on the plane. And that's now been admitted, by the way. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. You can get both the films together and get them discounted. Or you can also call toll-free to order 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also watch the films in super high quality and this live broadcast that we simulcast for the radio at prisonplanet.tv. Going back to Jim Trafficant. Jim, Oklahoma City. I mean, take us back to 1995. And again, the reason I bring this up is, I mean, you've been involved in everything I investigate. If it's exposing tyranny, you find Jim Trafficant there. I didn't even know that no member of Congress would talk to her and other survivors of that horrible bombing, that she saw the feds in there, what she later learned, planting bombs with telephone wire and gray sticks of butter in the weeks before, including Tim McVeigh and others, and that when she and others brought you this information, that you were the only person that would look at it, and that she said that your staff said that you were threatened to shut up about it, but that you wouldn't shut up. So give us your take on what happened there.
Number one, I don't think there's any way that truckload of fertilizer that exploded outside could have had the type of impact internally that showed from that. And immediately, I had my doubts. What's amazing about it is, the reason I was the only one is, Congress is afraid. Most members of Congress don't want to get involved in anything. First of all, they're made to look like a kook if you do. Second of all, they're made to look like you're un-American if you do, because they're going to have the mainstream press against you. But since the Demenia case, everybody would rely on me, and I got most of the information. What I found out and what I felt would happen in Oklahoma City, that there was much broader conspiracy and activity involved there, and I wouldn't be surprised for some reason that there were complications that involved government and government officials as well. That's what my deduction was. But I couldn't get to first base with anything, Alex, and you have to understand, you have to have something concrete, which I was able to develop in the Demenia case. They couldn't get around the evidence, but I had to send it to an Israeli Supreme Court to get anything done with it. So you could imagine the problem I was getting trying to get and garner and glean more information relative to the Oklahoma City bombing. But what I can say is this, there's a lot more to it. And I don't believe anything anymore the government is telling the American people. Now, I don't want to get involved in the 911 issue, but I have my doubts about 911 as well. Now, remember, I got the Demenic information, and I got the actual factual information on Pan Am 103. And I know exactly what happened to Pan Am 103. And it's not what our government said happened.
Tell us what happened with Pan Am 103.
The report I got was an intelligence report that said a man named Ahmed Jibril and Manzer Al-Kassar were hired by Iran to respond to America's shooting down of that Iranian Airbus, if you recall that.
Yes.
And they put together an international team, and they couldn't find a target. And Manzer Al-Kassar, who shipped heroin from the Golden Triangle to New York through Frankfurt, started to see Ahmed Jibril's people around Frankfurt Airport. And supposedly, he was worried it was going to ruin his gravy train, and there was an anonymous call made warning there's going to be a terrorist act around the airport, but there was no increase in security to more or less chase Ahmed Jibril away. The bottom line is the plane went down over Lockerbie. It was supposed to go down over the ocean, but wind drift took it over Lockerbie. Here's things I could tell you. Number one, there was an anonymous call made at Frankfurt International with no increase in security. And second of all, 2 weeks after the incident, first President Bush asked for Ahmed Jibril to be extradited to the United States, and Syria denied it. Manzer Al-Kassar was the biggest heroin man, and he made his living shipping to America. Now, what the report said was that he was influential, Alex, in getting French hostages released from Iran, and he was working with the CIA Lebanon office to get American hostages. At the time, I believe there were eight there, Alex. It said that there was nothing good happening, so the CIA sent a team to see what was going on, headed by an Army Major McKee from Pittsburgh on leave to the CIA. Alex, all of those five CIA agents and Major McKee were killed on that 103 flight. But what it was is our government, the report says, covered up the truthful incident, because if the American people knew that heroin was being overlooked because this valuable asset, Manzer Al-Qassar, there'd be a revolution over here. So the first thing the government said is trafficking is anti-government. CIA said it's nonsense. And naturally, no one went with it. But Connie Chung went with it. And the truth of the matter was, they ended up arresting these two Libyans. One of them was even released. And believe me, if they were guilty, they'd have choked on a chicken bone over there in Gaddafi's prison. This is the truth of what happened in 103. So I didn't have the time to look into 911, but I'll tell you this. I was starting to get reports, Alex. People were starting to confide in me. And what I don't like is, I don't believe the commission. I didn't believe the Warren Commission, and I didn't believe the commission on 911. I believe these commissions are nothing more than to ensure that there's no reprisals and repercussions from the American people. And I think that's why they're concerned about you. I think you're exposing these things. And I think America's better off if we know the truth. We know the truth about our government. And this is where I think the problem is. The American people don't trust the government anymore. And I see a tremendous upheaval. I see an American political revolution. Now, maybe 2010 may not be the actual fulcrum for that occurring. But it's not far off, Alex. You're going to see a tremendous upheaval in this country where the American people are going to respond to this illegal immigration issue, this so-called cap-and-trade type issue, this big government health care issue with 159 new boards, and going to, in fact, insure almost 50 million illegal immigrants. There's a hell of a lot more than 12 to 15 illegals in this country, Alex. When the truth comes out, I think the American people are going to revolt. But I think it's going to be a peaceful revolution. And let me say this. I know that you've never advocated violence, but you are advocating that the American people take a stand. Now, what bothers me is they're trying to paint this Tea Party as something sinister, and it's not. You know what bothers me more than that is all these politicians keep saying, we need you to vote, we need you to get involved in government. Well, here's a group that's getting involved. They're getting very involved, and everybody's saying, whoa. We don't want you to be involved.
Well, it's what you're they're calling for. I mean, they're calling for lower taxes, abolish the Federal Reserve, have national sovereignty, defend our borders, defend the Second Amendment, do what this country was built on to be Americans. And that was the question I was about to bring back up. Bill Clinton and others go on TV and say, gee, I hope there isn't another Oklahoma City caused by the Tea Parties, but I'm afraid it's going to happen. The only card that criminal elements of the government can play is to stage a terror attack, another Oklahoma City in this country, to go after the American people. And I see them framing myself by name, but the entire Tea Party and libertarians and Ron Paul as causing whatever is about to happen. I mean, that looks like 2 + 2 = 4 to me. I mean, the only card they can play is a staged terror attack.
Alex, it's very unfortunate. Now, I've said this without disrespect, but I'm going to say it right here on your show. They don't call Clinton Slick Willie for nothing. The Democrats are worried. They're worried that the American people are going to take their venom out on the party in power, as they did years ago when they threw Hastert and the Republicans out. Truth of the matter is both of these parties have been compromised. I talked about it on the Greta Van Susteren show. I talked about it on your show. I've been labeled an anti-Semite. We have basically a foreign nation, Israel, who's controlling the American Congress. They've got us in two wars and have bankrupted us. And now we're in a situation where the American people are saying, why are our kids coming back in body bags? What are we doing over there? Why are we continuing to go bankrupt with these wars? Now they're starting to sense that the American people don't even control their Congress, which they don't. This is the tragedy here. But to have former President Clinton, who is still very popular, come out and say, my God, if something bad is going to happen, because this Tea Party can produce some bad things. Look, if there's anything bad that happens, it's because the American people are totally disgusted. A man who flew his plane into an IRS building in Texas, a man who bulldozed his home in Ohio because he was tired of the banks. This is what's happening. You're seeing the American people react because their government is failing to address the problems that exist in the country. Period.
I agree with you, and there's lots of things happening that are real, but if you look at the preconditioning and the buildup and even the Hatari militia, we've documented that was a total federal setup with people inside provocateuring them to shoot their mouths off. And so they're having these busts to create this background story that, oh, look, the gun owners are about to attack. And we know, we have the documents, that they're training the military for gun confiscation. And we've had the mayor of Schenectady, New York. We've had House reps in the legislature of Illinois and others calling for troops on the streets. I mean, this is getting really creepy.
Well, let me tell you, the politicians should be calling for troops on the border, and stay off of the American people. And that Second Amendment wasn't to protect duck hunters. It was to protect the American people from a government. And let me tell you something, they're bringing this on themselves. But the good thing that's happening is all these issues are now coming to light, Alex. They're coming to light because you, and I, as a leader, you as a leader, and there are others out there, but they're not as strong. And this is what I'm saying to you. Now you have to be very careful. They will make some technicality into a major cardinal crime. And that's the way it works. So I think you having heard these comments, I think you know that. You're very intelligent.
No, I know it. I'm very aware of it, and I appreciate you talking about it. I mean, I never intended to have this big of an effect. I mean, I wanted to have an effect, but I didn't know I'd get in the position of within so many of these documents, they're saying, there's the enemy, get him. But I've talked to so many troops that have called me and sent us information. They say that's why the troops and police then tune into the show, because they're told, don't listen to Alex Jones, he's bad. I mean, the government is smart at certain levels, but it's also stupid.
Alex, you know the amazing thing? When I brought John Demjanjuk home, I got a number of calls sort of just like this. Just listen. Good job, Congressman. We're proud of you. Hang up. Good job, Congressman. Hang up. The reason those calls were so quick is they were coming from the Justice Department. Believe me, the people in the government knew what they did to Demjanjuk. There's a lot of people in the government don't like what's going on, Alex. There's a lot of people in the government that are listening to you. Now, the problem is we're starting to get all this militia talk. We need militia because we've got all these groups that are establishing. Look, all of the government's troops should be concentrating on securing our borders, getting us out of these wars overseas that have bankrupted us, and take care of America's issues. They shouldn't be targeting American people, and that's what they're doing. And what I don't like about it is if you look at the Tea Party are basically frustrated Americans, but they're Republicans and they're Democrats. They voted for Republican presidents and they voted for Democrat presidents. And what they're saying, loud and clear, and everybody's trying to dilute it because they're afraid that the party in power is going to be removed. And that's where President Clinton come in. I think it's very unfortunate that he made that statement, but I'm going to make this statement on the Alex Jones show. They don't call him Slick Willie for nothing. And I made that statement on a Robert Novak show when the IRS threatened a veto of the IRS reform bill because of the trafficking language that changed the burden of proof. And I said on the Robert Novak show that President Clinton isn't called Slick Willie for nothing. He could sign the bill and help the American taxpayers, or he could veto the bill and help a few IRS agents, and he signed the bill. And that's the type of pressure we need to put back. President Clinton should not have made that statement. He should reverse that statement.
Go ahead.
And this is what I'm saying. Disregard that statement. That's a political statement. That's not a national security statement, and it's unfortunate.
Let me bring up another issue, then I'm going to take a few calls for you and also give out your address for people that want to support your campaign or physically get involved. You're filing money. We want to have you back as that unfolds. You're very gracious with your time, sir. Jim Travagant joining us. It has come out that a lot of Republicans and Democrats are gay, and I'm not attacking them for that, but that they're being blackmailed, like if they're a drug dealer or they're taking bribes, or there's a lot of different ways you can get compromised. And the word from really good sources is Obama's being compromised and blackmailed, that Congressman Lindsey Graham was, the head of Alley Pack, which is a very serious, focused guy who I've been watching for over a decade. I've never heard Mr. Gein say something that wasn't true. He says he's got it down pat that Lindsey Graham is just running around basically all over the place, you know, in the streets, cruising, and that they're blackmailing him. 5 days after that information was released, Graham said, I'm not doing immigration reform. I'm not going for the carbon tax. He said, I'm done. And how big a problem is blackmail in Congress for congressmen and women who really are involved in hanky-panky?
It's very big, Alex. Now, look, I can't speak on any individual case. But, again, as I got personal information, remember, I'm the fellow on the House floor that said that Janet Reno was a lesbian, and she was controlled by organized crime who had photographs of her with young women. Now, I was protected by the speech and debate clause, but I went on again, a national TV show, the Robert Novak show, and I reiterated those statements, and I said, go ahead, Janet. I'm not protected by the speech and debate clause. Take me to court, because maybe now we'll find out why you will not allow an investigation in $10 million from a red Chinese army general that went to President Clinton's campaign fund. And I never heard a word from her. Now, they put me in prison. But listen to what I'm telling you. She was controlled. The Attorney General of the United States was controlled. The CIA and anybody listening to this, FBI, come on and pick up Jim Traffigan. I'm on probation. Right here on Alex Jones' show, I'm saying that she was a lesbian. She was, in fact, appointed an assistant prosecutor in Dade County, the cocaine capital of America. She was ultimately, after the prosecutor resigned, appointed the prosecutor, then won re-election. Now, that's one I knew about, but I can guarantee you there are people in Washington that are afraid to say anything because of their background. There are people who are afraid, and this is the thing I don't like. And this is the thing,
Congressman, I've got to interrupt. I'm skipping a network break. This break belongs to the network. Stations should not run over this. I'm skipping the break for time. Go ahead, Congressman.
Okay. The bottom line is, I don't know if you remember, but Jane Harmon from California was picked up on a voice recorder of promising American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee that she'd get their two spies out of prison if they used their influence to make her the chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
Yeah, that was on the news.
Yeah, but it was hidden away real fast, and it was hidden away real good. But do you know that the two spies were ultimately turned loose by our Attorney General Holder? And he said, we're not sure that they had bad intent. Well, keep in mind, Alex, that the man that they were working with in the Pentagon, Larry Franklin, is still in prison for 12 years for giving secrets. And what their efforts were, they were attempting to mobilize the Pentagon to attack Iran. Look, enough is enough. Everybody's afraid down there, Alex. And the thing I don't like is the IRS has thousands of times testified before Congress and said the only weapon we have to collect voluntary taxes is the element of fear. Alex, how does fear and the word fear and the process of fear even enter into the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence? My God, what has happened to us, Alex?
Well, Congressman, I did the research at the time. I know it was in two major Florida papers that she was actually caught when she was just a prosecutor, so drugged out on alcohol and pills, vomiting in the back of a car in a parking garage with a 13-year-old girl. It also came out in, I believe it was lawsuits, you can pull this up, that she would go check out kids that had been CPS'd from the CPS. Did you ever see that info?
No, the information that I had was that the powers that be in the cocaine business had photographs of her with young ladies in compromising situations, and she was really ineffective and impotent in anything she would try and do. The reason that I got so involved with Janet Reno is she testified before Congress about Waco that they did everything not to push David Koresh over the edge. Listen, no one got more information than me on that case, Alex, and listen to this. David Koresh went jogging every morning and went for lunch and went for breakfast in the local town. They could have arrested him in town and there had been no problem. They wanted that siege. They wanted that siege to try and change the IRS law of this exemptions for these church-related activities. And it blew up in her face. But when she testified to Congress and said, we didn't want to pressure him and push him over the edge, I wasn't on that committee or I'd asked her this question. Then, my God, why did you have strobe lights on that building all night and play the recordings of dying rabbits at the screaming decibel level so high it was heard in villages 5 miles away if you didn't want to push anybody over the edge? She lied. But the thing that bothered me is we had a general in the Red Chinese Army, Alex, that gave $10 million to the Clinton campaign. And she never investigated it. She said it wasn't worthy of an investigation. Now, my God, we have China right now that is controlling much of the money supply in America. They're controlling the commerce and trade of America. You have Israel that's controlling the national and international policies of America. Where the hell did the American people come in, and why isn't anybody saying it?
Well, this is an incredible interview with James Traficant. I know you're on the road right now traveling, and if you can't do it, it's fine. We're going to break here in about 5 minutes for 1 minute. Can we have an extra additional 5 minutes with you?
I'll be honored. And let me tell you something. I am concerned about you, but you're making one hell of an impact.
Well, I'm concerned about you and everybody else that has courage, and God bless you. Again, Jim Traficant is our guest. And you know, going back to Waco briefly, I remember the FLIR footage of the Bradley fighting vehicles with the troops firing their assault rifles, and it came out that Delta Force was there. It was in Time magazine that Israeli troops, of all people, and British troops were there. As a congressman who was there during those investigations, what's your intel on that?
It was a joke, the way the mainstream media actually turned it around, where many Americans at their dinner table were saying they got just what they deserved down there in Texas. My God, Alex, there were 17 kids incinerated, children incinerated in that building. I had seen films of it where many of those guns and many of those heavy artillery was aimed right at the exit points where no one was coming out of there. Look, Janet Reno and the Justice Department should have gone to prison over that. And another one that was very bad. Now, so you're not a white supremacist and you're not a racist. I know that. Neither am I. But this fellow, Randy Weaver, out there in Idaho, they shot his wife holding their infant child right between the eyes, a marksman, killed a dog and killed his 14-year-old boy. I made a speech every week until they settled, and he ended up settling for about $5 million with the government. But they did that. And they entangled that man, because he was supposedly a white supremacist and was a political target of the United States government. Look, I'm not into any white supremacist, black power business. I'm for a straight and honest American society. But regardless of what your politics are, I don't think that you should be singled out.
Well, I know Weaver. He was a former Special Forces. They wanted him to be an informant against the Aryan Nations. We'd only visited once. He was, quote, separating himself from society. None of that was even true. And when he wouldn't go be an informant for them, they went and did what they did.
Yeah, it was a shame. What they did is they came to him and trapped him to cut the saw off two barrels off shotguns. He said, why don't you do it? They said, well, you know, we don't want to get into that. We don't know what we're doing. You know what you're doing. And they entrapped the guy. But the way they come in with a SWAT team and the way they destroyed that family. But see, this is what America's not seeing. They're not seeing the other side of the one-eyed Jack. Let me tell you something, Alex. In that 7.5 years in prison, I'm probably more knowledgeable than anyone that ever served in Congress. That isn't self-serving, because I've seen the other side of this thing. And see, I know what you're talking about. You're very unpopular in the nation's capital. But your popularity is growing because people know you're telling the truth. And you're touching subjects that people are afraid to even comment on. This is what bothers me. Do we have freedom of speech in America?
Well, do we have mice or men? I mean, I'm not looking for trouble, but I can't control myself. When I see corruption and people being oppressed, I've got to stand up against it. And I, quite frankly, don't give a damn if they kill me. I don't want that to happen, but I'm committed.
Well, let me tell you something. The truth of the matter is there are a lot of Americans like you, and they don't have the microphone, and they respect the hell out of you for it. And that's why you have a tremendous responsibility. You have a tremendous responsibility with the pressure that you're going to be getting. And after having an interview with Jim Traficant, my God, they're going to have their antenna up completely. But what I'm saying are things that I know that I've investigated myself. And when I brought a man home off a death row for mass murder, and Israel called me at my hotel in Jerusalem and said, he'll be in Tel Aviv tomorrow night, Congressman, take him home, that tells you that I got the right information.
And the government knew it, and then you're demonized, and they set you up and put you in prison. We're going to come back. I'm sorry to the callers. It's just that all the info he keeps bringing out, I want to get every minute we can, because he was in the middle of all of this in Congress for so long. But we'll see about going to your calls. Regardless, I'll get to him when we come back after the congressman's left us in about 8 minutes. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Jim Trafficant, final segment with him. We have talked about so many issues, but going back to blackmail in Congress, you know, they can selectively either falsely charge somebody or use a crooked toenail to put them in prison. And then meanwhile, I've been talking for years about Goldman Sachs openly robbing everyone. And the people we've talked to, the experts here, they believe that these Justice Department criminal research, criminal investigation is just a big cover-up, and that the civil indictment is just a big cover-up because Goldman Sachs is Obama's biggest contributor. Where do you see this going, Congressman?
Well, I don't see anything happening to anybody. I think there's a big network of people that surround our government. They control our government. And I think we have to start looking again at foreign entanglements like First President Washington warned us of. And back then it was Britain, but now, believe me, we have Israel that's very powerful, and they're very powerful on Wall Street. The thing that bothers me is much of our government has been coming from Goldman Sachs. They've been sending their people into our decision-making process. And I think it's time. Hey, audit the Fed isn't enough. We got to end the Fed. Coin money, as the Constitution says, and we can promulgate a plan to do that. I think it's time to throw many of these departments of government out. Department of Energy was supposed to take our dependence off of foreign oil. Hell, we have more dependency now than we had back then. Department of Education, I think it's time for the states to handle that and the local school boards to make salient decisions. And I think there's so many things. But, Alex, I'm saying this on your show. If we do not, in fact, abolish the IRS and repeal the income tax and let the American people get their entire pay with no withholding, no tax on savings, no corporate tax, no capital gains tax, no inheritance and death taxes, no more Social Security, no more Medicare tax, no more audits, no more paperwork, no more receipts, no more accountants, no more attorneys. And that 25% tax will cover these problems. And second of all, as Harvard study said, when we take the burdensome compliance off this communist progressive income tax, that prices will drop so significantly that we will have hardly no increase in prices we have now. And finally, for those under the ladder, they take their receipts into the government, and the government would give them, as they have now, assistance programs, but that would be coupled with work. And finally, all this underground narcotic business, they'd pay taxes. And they're now on SSI, and their wives are in public housing, by the way. Second of all these people come to visit Broadway in Las Vegas, Germany, Japan, all over the world, Canada. They would pay into our tax scheme. And we can turn the people are not free. And we will not be free until we take the yoke of the income tax off the American people. We've got to reward work and personal industry. That's my statement.
All right, Congressman, we are out of time. Very gracious to give us this much time. People need to get involved with your campaign. You're officially filing next week. We're going to give them an address if people want to support you financially in that here in just a moment. But I would just add, Kennedy cut the income tax by 50% and government tax receipts doubled. The government knows when they cut taxes they get more money because the economy speeds up. They want to control the economy, and that's why they're only expanding government. We've got to at least just stop the growth of it, or it's over, as you said. Give us your address so people can support you.
429 North Main Street, Poland. Just like the country, P-O-L-A-N-D, Ohio, 44514.
One more time.
429 North Main Street, Poland, Ohio, 44514.
Well, resistance is victory, and by you running, you're going to be able to be on the news, and you're going to be able to bring real issues to the table, whether you win, lose, or draw. It's a victory that you're running, and I'm glad you're doing it. You've got huge support. The news reports, thousands of people coming to your rallies, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people, even in the small towns. So you've got a big support base out there, and we appreciate what you're doing, Congressman Jim Traficant, all the demonization, all the lies you've gone through, but you're, you know, on the outside now, exposing this tyranny. And I look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
About you. And God bless you. Keep up your good work, Alec.
We'll try, sir. And as all you right. said last time, no need to be beamed out. There is intelligent life in America, just not in Washington. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll be right back with your phone calls, a ton of news, and Wayne Madsen coming up.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're now 8 minutes into the final hour. I tell you, talking to Jim Trafficant was creeping me out when even off air he was telling me, you better watch it. They're going to try to set you up. You got a lot of power now. And he was telling me off air, you also heard him a lot say it on air, that everywhere he goes, just all over the place, you know, people are bringing up the interview he did on this show. And that's when I realized, like 3 years ago, I was in Roatan, took off for a week with my family, went down there to scuba dive, something I get to do about every 2 years. And I was in dirt villages, you know, off in remote areas where we were going to go out to reefs and dive. And it was the people that ran the dive place who were Americans or British. It was the villagers. I'd go into some shack to eat some fried fish and those people. And I'd say, how do you know who I am? Oh, they make copies of your DVDs. You know, we watch it down at the church. And then I get callers calling in, you know, people in Brazil and people in Japan. And I get sent photos almost every couple days in, like, Russia and in the Czech Republic and Germany. Infowars.com spray-painted, you know, on buildings. And we get sent photos, and I get called by – one time we got an email from the city government in a major town in New Zealand. And there was a giant shutdown factory, and somebody at night had to do it with ropes, spray-painted Infowars.com across it. I'm not saying do that, but, I mean, the point is that I've said over and over again, I am in over my head. I mean, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center reports, government reports, secret army reports, and I don't just have the reports. I then talk to military. I then talk to family who are in the military, and they say, no, you're in briefings. I mean, the Pentagon has me in briefings? I mean, I don't know how much longer I got here, folks. I mean, this is getting to the point of insanity. I mean, and I said I'm going to go to Terry, Chris, Sean, Larry, Tony, and others. Before Trafficant came on, we were taking calls from military and police who were confirming the martial law drills, state police in Georgia, where they're training to go in and just kill whole families to take their guns. And then we have the internal drills where they take on the Tea Partiers, and the military shows up in San Diego with sound cannons. What was that, 5 months ago for the Tea Party? And they're attacking everybody. I mean, it just, does this nightmare have to happen? Does Goldman Sachs have to steal everything? Do we have to have carbon taxes? Do we have to have open borders? Am I really the bad man? And why am I, other than Ron Paul, but I'll go a lot further than Ron Paul goes, why am I, why does this have to be me? This is not fun. You know, for all of the COINTELPRO individuals who pose as patriots and attack me, and we've confirmed that in many cases, like Hal Turner and others, we know what's going on there, but so much of the other attacks I go through and the trolling, it's just jealousy. You know, all these people out there, when my listeners, not really Alex Jones, I understood the power of people and getting them to take action and getting them to make copies of films and put them on Access TV. You know, I had read a lot of history books, so I read about the printing press, freeing Europe from the Dark Ages, and I read about the founding fathers with little handheld presses with one-page handbills, waking up the American people over the 15 years before the Revolutionary War. So I, day one, made films and said, make copies. You carried the ball. We've had a big effect on that front and other fronts. And now all these AM and FM stations that thought I was a kook 10 years ago, I've done more than 5,000 interviews. So I've done interviews on almost every talk station in the country over and over and over again. And I have radio executives and big radio hosts and others that call me and say, we thought you were a kook. It's all true. You know, my son's in the Marines. They're training for gun confiscation. My daughter's in the Army. You know, same thing. That's what they're scared of, because we were here for so long telling people what was being set up that now it's openly happening and our credibility is rocketing upwards. But it's this audience that generated much of what is the modern patriot movement. I mean, I remember Ron Paul, and I didn't even really know this 3 years ago. He was on for an interview about 3-4 months into his campaign, and he said, I just want to say on air, half of our support, half the people that come up to me and give me support are saying they came from your show. So Ron Paul, in the aggregate, is bigger than the work I've done. And that's wonderful. I'm glad there's bigger targets out there than me, and he's a great man. But it's this audience from Texas and others that were a big part of the launch pad that propelled Ron Paul to where he is. And I told people at the time, you know, I off the record, many others pressured him to run. And I said, look, it doesn't matter if you don't win. It'll create a big movement and you'll be able to talk about real issues. And he said, yeah, but then if we don't win, people will get mad. He understood that responsibility. But then I told listeners, when he didn't win the presidency, I said resistance was victory. Now look at how he's been mainstreamed. Now look at how they tried to destroy him, and they failed. So they're trying to act like they're his friend and spin what he's saying in the media. And I hope to get to that point myself. I'm now at the testing point where they're saying that I'm calling for violence and I'm calling for killing cops. They're telling cops and military and IRS this, to try to manipulate them into tearing me limb from limb. But it won't matter if they tear me limb from limb. I will still win with my message and my mission. And so it's the mission that matters. And I understand the responsibility I have. I understand every day. I'm just human like everybody else. I have my own problems, just like everybody else. You know, every day when I'm driving home, I've got to stop myself from pulling over and buying a six-pack of beer and going home and grilling a 20-ounce steak. I mean, you know, those are my vices. You know, every day I've got to – it's almost like a vice that I want to go fishing and do nothing but spend time with my children. But I know that's not a vice. That's why I'm going to be taking some more days off here in the future, just because if I am going to get put in prison or if I am going to get killed, I just want to be with my children a little more because every moment is precious. But then I was going to take my son fishing today, but then some radio and TV called that will reach millions of people. So I've got to show up tonight and tell him, sorry, we don't get to go fishing. And then I've got the government and the media lying, saying I'm telling people to kill cops. You know what that feels like? That I am sacrificing everything I am. I'm putting my entire body and my name, my family name, everything on the railroad tracks, folks, to stop this train. And I get to see all these other so-called patriot leaders. I'm not mad that they're jealous and lie about me and attack me, and some of them are feds, but most of them aren't. I'm angry that they didn't become real leaders. I'm angry that they're involved in petty jealousy and envy. I'm upset for them. I'm upset that there's so many people I can't work with because they're morally bankrupt and mentally ill. I mean, I'm facing, you know, just a nightmare situation for myself individually. But also the payoff is liberty and freedom. And I passed the point of no return a long time ago, and it feels good to be here telling the truth and taking action. In fact, I've got a 10-minute video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com I shot yesterday. Let's put that on screen, just the video and video title, so people know what they're going to be looking for. It's up there on the screen. I told the guys to title it. They just got it up an hour ago. And we're not going to have time to play it, but you can go to the website, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to watch it. Alex Jones sets the record straight, reaches out to the military. Yeah, there it is. Alex Jones sets the record straight, reaches out to the military. And it's just a 10-minute video that breaks a lot of this down and the state of the Republic right now. But enough about myself. It's just that when James Traficant is saying, oh, you've got, you know, you're having this big effect. I mean, he's not a guy that just, you know, says stuff. You're having a huge effect. You better watch it. You have a big responsibility. Believe me, it's like an echo chamber. This is what I'm thinking every minute. This is what I'm understanding every second. I wake up in the middle of the night and write down all these notes and all these ideas and things I want to talk about and never get to half of it. And I feel like I haven't done a good enough job. But you know what? I've done the best job I could. And God knows that. And look, this country is falling into pure evil. There is no doubt anymore. There's no denial about this. People have to get out of denial. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls quickly. I apologize for making you hold. Terry in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I've called you before, being an ex-vet and everything. And listen to Glenn Beck. He was talking about the Black Robe Brigade. Now, I think that kind of gives you a hint of who I am. You know, with everything that's going on and the troops firing on American citizens, you know, one thing about it is this. You know, you can't understand why troops would do that. Even in Nam, one of the things was we knew we weren't there fighting for our country, because if we were, we'd be doing it back here in the States. And what happened was is we got the mentality that we were going to defend each other, okay? It wasn't so much about, you know, you enemy, me friend, that kind of thing. It was we were going to do everything we could to protect ourselves. Well, you got the, you're going to have the same scenario when, if U.S. troops come in to start, you know, shooting and things like that, American citizens. And I've thought about this. I've even prayed about this. And one of the things that keeps coming to my mind is I need to buy a bullhorn. And the reason I say that is this. You know, in those type of situations, if the troops realize all you got to do is tell them over with a bullhorn that, hey, your family is going through this exact same thing back home. Now, are you going to allow others to shoot your families like you're fixing to shoot us? And you know what? That's going to have somewhat of a wake-up call, because you know what? I don't care how hardened you are, you know, by war or how many tours of duty you have. You, when it comes to shooting a human being, you know, that takes life out of you. And I know that for a fact, because it took me 12 years to finally realize that God would forgive me for what I did. You know what I'm saying?
No, this is very touching what you're saying, and that is the mentality. And they're going to stage attacks against the military and police to get them whipped up into a fury to go up against the population. And then in the process, we're all going to kill each other, which is exactly what these offshore bankers want. Instead of arresting Gordon Brown and Barack Obama and Lloyd Blankfein, they're setting it up for us to kill each other like a bunch of idiots. And I take no pleasure in thinking about what's going to happen to our military and police. Because if 1% of the gun owners stands up in this fight, it's over for them.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
All right, let's try to jam in as many of these callers as we can. Wayne Madsen's coming up. Key inside intel on 9/11. Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I was proud of you when you bullhorned George Bush and they locked you up and took you for a two-hour ride. Also, guys like Kelly Rush and Charles in Louisiana. But what I was going to ask Mr. Jim Traficant was I wrote him letters in prison. Jim was set up because his car that he rented, he didn't want to drive a Pinto, and they set him up for excessive government funds. And also, on flight TWA-800, he was the lead investigator, and one of our submarines in a training mission fired a missile.
And that even came out later in mainstream news. I know. The more I research Traficant, the guy was all over everything. I mean, how could he be bad? Why would he, if he was a crook, and we know they set him up, why would he always be out there exposing everything and being dead on right about it?
And with you, with the inside stock trading and the history of the stock market in those particular days when there was 200 and something massive stock trades going on, and then Larry Silverstein's, the Twin Towers were filled with asbestos, and the owners were afraid to of massive lawsuits by the employees for asbestos, and he collected the insurance. Anyway, let me get off this phone with somebody else here. But, yeah, Alex, you have been right on cue for the last 7 years, and that's an open murder case. Now, when the truth finally comes out, people, Alex, and Traficant's right, be careful, you're the man. But what I'm getting at is when phonies like Glenn Beck, who shed a tear, I would not let that man on Genesis Network when he gets fired because he's misleading everybody. And that, to me, I despise the man. But, Alex, you're
well, I don't want to. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. I don't want to sit here and just constantly talk about Glenn Beck all day. I mean, Glenn Beck is Glenn Beck, and he'll be judged. And, I mean, there's worse things in the universe than Glenn Beck, like Barack Obama. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, powerful show today. Hey, two things. One is a news story that doesn't look like it's been picked up too much. It's called We Tolerate the Cultivation of Opium Poppies. Something with Geraldo.
Unbelievable that you just called in about that. I was just griping that we had that clip, we had the YouTube clip, and now we can't find it. What was the exact name of the clip?
It's called We Tolerate the Cultivation of Opium Poppies. It's on YouTube.
We cultivate the cultivation of opium poppies, YouTube. We cultivate the cultivation of poppies. The incredible part is I was just searching for that. In fact, give me a document cam shot there of this screen over here. I was searching during the break for it because the guys couldn't find it again. I had Fox News, Pentagon, opium, and was unable to find it. But that is synchronicity right there. That means we've got to play this clip. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, absolutely, brother. We are changes in sync with the Alex Jones Show. So, so it's on YouTube. It's also, I sent it to writers at InfoWars, so it's got a little story already to go with it. But, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Geraldo's over here saying, oh, yeah, for the security of our nation, we have to protect the poppy fields. And then they have these sullen military personnel over there going, Yeah, we're guarding poppy fields, and it's a good thing.
You know, that's huge. I've got to get Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson to do a blurb on that. They do such a great job, but I appreciate your call. We have got to cover this. For 2 days, I've been meaning to get to it. But also, guys, print the Reuters article. NATO says no to Russia's call to eradicate poppies, and they admit it right there. And I heard it 6 months ago on BBC where they admitted our government guards the poppies. And that's what Pat Tillman had discovered, was writing letters home to his family that he was going to come back and expose it and was going to be anti-war. So they murdered him. And that's what I mean. They openly admit that they are shipping in the heroin. I mean, the banks are openly robbing everyone. This is just all out in the open. It is totally and completely out of control. Give people the name of the video one more time so they can find it. Okay, the caller is gone. But we were successful this time. We are successful with it. We are going to come out of break with it and then go to Wayne Madsen. We are going to do that here. And I'm going to get that Reuters article, search term NATO says no to Russian proposal to eradicate poppies in Afghanistan. I believe that's almost the headline. We'll be able to find it, because I don't want to just show one clip. I want to show them even more evidence where they now just roll it out that, okay, we're protecting it. Okay, we're doing it. All right, we're the good guys. And if Alex Jones says opium being shipped in isn't good, well, he's Al-Qaeda. You know, he's evil. Anybody else that says the CIA shipping drugs in, they're evil, because that doesn't exist. But we do ship them in. You know, we do grow it. But, you know, there is a world government, but there isn't a world government, and you need to support it. Wayne Madsen, straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
Welcome back to Fox and Friends. Dave Briggs, he's Clayton Moore, she's Allison Camerata. We're going to head to Afghanistan this morning. One of the biggest obstacles in front of the U.S. troops there in Afghanistan is the opium trade. The Taliban is using it to intimidate the population.
Yeah. Joining us from Helmand Province is Geraldo Rivera. Good morning to you, Geraldo. Tell us what you've seen during your days there in Afghanistan.
Hi, Allison, Dave, and Clayton. Yes, in some ways, the Marines' brilliantly executed invasion of Marja, this town in the middle of Helmand province, was the easy part. The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium, because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. Really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction. The fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives. And the alternatives are different crops to grow. They're getting the seed and the fertilizer to do it. They can rotate any of their crops that they want. If they want to get rid of their wheat and grow cotton for the winter, they can do that, and we're going to help them do it. So the same thing goes for the cotton.
So you think that, we were at the market, and everywhere we go, they're selling these little devices. Take a shot at this, Greg. They're hand-carved. These are the little devices they use to scrape the opium sap off the plant. And I watched as you bought everyone that was for sale because you care so deeply. Why did you do that?
Well, I'm off the street. The idea is that we don't want to harvest the poppy. We want to hopefully turn the poppy over.
Do you see that mind control? The troops help them grow the poppies, but then they get the paraphernalia off the streets. That's a psyop. That's saying, yes, we help grow it, but then we're going to arrest you if you have it. But then on the street, it's bad. Opium production was almost down to zero. Now over 91%, you can just Google that, of all the opium in the world that creates heroin, it comes out of Afghanistan. The news has reported a 12-plus, that number's over a year old, increase to record numbers. The Russians last month, NATO rejects Russian call for Afghan poppy spraying, said, no, we're going to let it be grown. This has nothing to do with the, quote, Taliban. We're there. One of the main reasons is to get the hundreds of billions of dollars a year of opium laundered through U.S. banks. And, of course, I've been on air for 8 years exposing this, but this is mind control. This is the normalization of pure evil, because Pat Tillman was writing letters home saying they're growing opium, we're protecting it, this war is a fraud. Back when that was a secret, they had to kill him. Now, because they can't cover it up, they just normalize it, hide it in plain view. Yes, we're helping them grow it. We don't like it, but we've got to defeat Al-Qaeda. Now, let your kid be caught with some heroin. Of course, it wouldn't be here if there wasn't so much money in it and if our government wasn't growing it. Just like Mexico, our government is criminal and brings in most of the drugs. Now, I want to go to Wayne Madsen, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist. He's appeared all over CNN, Fox, CBS, PBS. He worked for the National Security Agency, worked for Naval Encryption. I mean, he worked for the Department of State, the Data Automation Command, National Security Agency, on and on and on. He's here to break some major 9/11 truth news, but he's also exposed government narcotics trafficking. So let's cover that first. Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com. Do you agree with me that this is just the mainlining of the doublethink of the mind control because they can't hide it anymore? That, okay, we're growing it, but we're doing it to fight Al-Qaeda.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just now we have reports from the United Nations that it's not just heroin and opium coming out of Afghanistan, but it's cannabis. So they've actually found a new cash crop to deal in.
And you heard them. The troops help grow it. And so our men and women are now farmers for the CIA.
That's right. And the biggest problem is that where is this heroin going to? It's getting across the border into Tajikistan to the north and winding up on the old Silk Route, the Silk Road. It's going east into China and west into Europe. And, of course, the Russian government, the Chinese government are well aware of the fact that this stuff is coming out of Afghanistan and who's involved in this illicit trade. You got Karzai, Hamid Karzai's brother is one of the biggest drug warlords in Afghanistan.
Oh, let me stop you again. New York Times just admits the whole thing right here. U.S. turns blind eye to opium in Afghan. They're not turning blind eye. They're right there getting the goodies. Go ahead.
Right. And the biggest fear of China is that they're looking at this as another opium war. You know, we already have reports coming out of Yunnan province in China that young men are getting hooked on this stuff. They know where it's coming out of. And they're not, frankly, they're not happy about it. And the history of the opium wars with the British and China, they understand that's what helped defeat the Chinese before. And they're worried that the West has similar designs now.
Well, that's important. I mean, this is a British model. Skull and Bones that set up our CIA on record was a British model to use a drug war to take over the U.S. because they'd already done it 100 years before in China with the opium war. That's how they corrupted the police. That's how they took over the society.
Right. And we also know that the route to the West, to Europe, it goes through Turkey. And what we're seeing now with the present Turkish government uncovering this deep state that has existed in Turkey for a number of years, that part and parcel of that deep state, it's called the Ergenekon Network, is the trafficking in opium. And the opium's coming via land from Afghanistan.
Continue.
And so, you know, from Turkey, where does it go? It goes through the Balkans, where our friends with the Kosovo Liberation Army have dealt with that for years. You know, that's Madeleine Albright's good friends. She set up the KLA. And once it hits Kosovo, boom, France, Germany, Scandinavia, the Netherlands, Italy, that's where the money's made on the street.
Now, government drug dealing, white slavery running, kidnapping, all of it takes us back full circle to 9/11. Sybil Edmonds, FBI, NSA translator, she's now been able to finally break her gag order in court last year. She told Congress this behind the scenes. They put a gag order on her that she was listening to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda senior leadership, including Osama bin Laden, running slaves, running drugs, running weapons all over the Middle East and Central Asia under direct command of the Central Intelligence Agency, even to the day of 9/11. She was hearing this on the day of 9/11. And then now the Turkish government has discovered that they have a military deep state, just like we have a deep state system here. And before we get into this new 9/11 information you're dropping on folks, and I've done the research, everything you put in this report ties into separate public info, but it's devastating. We now have confirmed Army drill manuals where they're training to take on Tea Parties, gun owners, and returning veterans, much worse than the MIAC and Homeland Security report in there. It's the biggest troop training we've ever seen. This has been going on for decades. This is a total training op to prepare for martial law.
Well, that's right, and a lot of this goes back to the 1980s when we had Rex 84 cobbled together by Oliver North and his chums on taking everybody into custody who didn't agree with the Reagan administration and putting them into facilities, detention facilities. This is an old plan come back to haunt us decades later.
Again, Wayne Madsen, so many times when I'm watching C-SPAN and watching a national security hearing, you see him there in the background reporting. You have amazing sources in D.C. The headline at WayneMadsenReport.com, it's also an online journal, and Infowars.com, the super classified network that served as command and control for 9/11 false flag attack. Break it down for our audience, this incredible information.
Okay, what I gathered was that there was a very highly classified system with limited number of people. Now, you know, it didn't take a lot of people to, you know, be in charge of this command and control operation, because all it entailed that day was letting people know, certain people know, this is not a training drill, this is real time, and do the take the necessary actions to carry out the attacks. The system, I first heard the phonetic description of the system called PDAS, P-D-A-S, and I didn't find out what it stood for until a few days later. And what I've gathered is that the system stands for Planning and Decision Aid System. There's only about 75 to 100 terminals throughout the U.S. government. Maybe a couple hundred people have access to this. They all have what's known as top secret, special compartment, sensitive compartmented information, clearances, special access program clearances. And this was the system. I do know one message was transmitted from the Chief of Staff of the Air Force on the morning of 9/11 to other terminals, PDAS terminals, that basically stated the Air Force has successfully intercepted the target over Pennsylvania. Now, whether that was Flight 93, I don't know. But that certainly corresponds with similar stories about what happened with the target that was moving in on Washington, D.C., where Cheney is sitting there with Mineta. Mineta says, Cheney, a young enlisted man came in and said, does the order still stand? And Cheney responded, of course the order still stands. Have you heard anything to the contrary? It's quite apparent that it was PDAS, which is operated under the Secretary of Defense. This was the system that was used to provide the alternate command and control system on 9/11. And again, this corresponds with another system called the Criticom system, run by the NSA, where a similar message came over that morning.
And is that why even Anderson Cooper and CNN and CBS confirm doomsday planes from before the attack and after were all videotaped at about 50,000 feet circling, because it's this doomsday COG deep state emergency dictatorship system that they were using to run the attack?
Yes, well, the National Emergency Airborne Command Post, as you call the doomsday plane, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff goes in the event of a nuclear war, does have a PDAS terminal on board that aircraft. So, obviously, it was very much instrumental in this whole operation. And there was another intelligence system run by the NSA called Criticom, which, again, a similar message came across that same morning that stated the Air Force has successfully intercepted the target over Pennsylvania. So we had two very highly classified intelligence systems that morning talking about the interception of the target over Pennsylvania. So the whole thing about the cell phone calls, the passengers storming the cockpit, all obviously a major psyop ruse to try to convince people that, some guy said, let's roll.
Well, former Black Op Commander Colonel Don DeGrand Prix, when he was dying on the verge of heart failure, came on our show and then died a few weeks later and said, look, I've talked to all the Pentagon boys, and this was right after 9/11. And he said, the Pentagon, a separate general based in Virginia, but it was the squadron out of North Dakota, the Happy Hooligans, they put two AIM-9s into that aircraft, and that they bucked the order. And we know, this is declassified, we have the document, 2.5 months before 9/11, Cheney took the NORAD shoot-down power that generals always had as a default. They didn't need to have a president or vice president tell them, and took that power only unto himself. They put a whole new command structure in the week before the 9/11, so they'd be confused and not know what was going on. And then right after 9/11, Cheney gave the shoot-down power back to NORAD.
And I also think it's significant that this PDAS message that was sent by the Air Force Chief of Staff was sent by General John Jumper, who had only assumed command of the Air Force on September 6, 2001. So 5 days before, we have a new Air Force Chief of Staff. And I think what this is telling me is that it seems like it's the Air Force because we know that in 2007, again, it was the Cheney's alternate chain of command moved these nuclear-tipped cruise missiles out of Minot Air Force Base to Barksdale Air Force Base. They said it was a big mistake. But again, here we have the Air Force. The Air Force seems to come up time and time again, and we have people in the Air Force, I think, who really represent the alternate chain of command as we saw it under the Bush administration. And, of course, 9/11 was an aerial attack. So which service would they have had to co-opt? It would have been the U.S. Air Force.
And who are experts in drone attacks and remote control? Look, you don't like to speculate, but from your years of deep research and working at the NSA and literally living a cloak and dagger lifestyle in D.C., as best you can tell, I mean, clearly it's Cheney running the attack, but how did this work that day?
Well, apparently what happened was we know that there was this huge amount of confusion about some drills that were being run. NORAD was running drills. There were other drills being run, and there was a lot of confusion among the people at the radar scopes at the computer terminals. And they said they were watching television. They said, "Wait a minute, is this drill or is this real time?" And I think the purpose of this alternate command and control system was to confuse the situation. You know, when you had people that didn't know whether what they were watching on TV was part of a drill or not, I think it was very successful. So the knowledge of what was really happening only had to be amongst a very few people, because even the people who might have been on the PDAS terminals getting this information wouldn't have had the big picture. Only a certain number of people would have had the big picture and would have known what was going on that morning.
And, of course, there was a separate CIA drill of the Pentagon being attacked, being run separately. That way, if they got caught by other branches of the government or other compartments, they'd say, oh, it's just a drill.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you had that built-in factor of confusion. You had a certain number of people, a very limited number of people, who knew exactly what was going on. And, therefore, that's how this multi-trillion-dollar command, control, communications, and intelligence system that we had to, you know, ostensibly fight the Soviet Union during that Cold War era, it collapsed in a matter of hours on the morning of 9/11.
And we know within 10 minutes, as the Associated Press reported, Rumsfeld began broadcasting across the Pentagon, Iraq did this, because he knew it was important to get that first story out, Iraq, because they were already gearing up to go into Iraq. Let's come back and talk about how important this information is and how we get this out of the public. WayneMadsenReport.com. Be sure and go there and check out the site and support what Wayne Madsen's doing. He has a lot of courage. The super classified network that served as command and control for the 9/11 false flag attack on America. Wayne Madsen is joining us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here.
Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Just talking about how the troops are on Fox News saying they helped the Afghans grow the opium, and it's come out the contractors are shipping the heroin out. I mean, if they can get on the news and admit they're growing the opium, but say it's to fight Al-Qaeda, they can take your pension funds, everything else, and they are going to. They're announcing it. Wayne Madsen, we were talking during the break, and I said, what's most important in the last few minutes to talk about? And you said, well, they're trying to persecute journalists now, especially journalists that are getting NSA leaks about illegal spying, because if they can pick off top journalists, they can get anybody. And and you talked about Cass Sunstein. Talk more about that.
Well, I think what we see with this administration is it's in some ways it's worse than the Bush administration when it comes to violation of First Amendment rights. We've now know today that on Monday, Jim Risen of the New York Times was served a subpoena to go before a grand jury and reveal who his sources were. Now, they say this is about Chapter 9 in the book he wrote, which has to do with the CIA, but he also broke the story, or helped to break the story, on the warrantless wiretapping program at NSA. And I do know that the indictment of Tom Drake, the ex senior official NSA, a few weeks ago, is part of a Justice Department NSA program to haul journalists before grand juries to get them to reveal who their sources are. Now, even Bush didn't even think about going this far.
Well, how could an NSA official who's obviously trying to be patriotic, so he releases illegal activity because he didn't want to go to jail, how does he get indicted and thrown in prison for exposing illegal activity?
Well, you know, it wasn't only that. Apparently, there's been a lot of multi-billion-dollar contract fraud at NSA. Now, look at this gets into QITAM cases. I think what the government did with Tom Drake was it was preemptive. Let's indict him before he can bring a QITAM case showing that the government, Michael Hayden, when he was director at NSA, and the present director, General Alexander, Keith Alexander, both engaged in multi-billion-dollar contract fraud to line the pockets of their favored contractors. And they're all the usual suspects, the SAICs, the Booz Allens, Computer Science Corporation, and the rest. This is hardball. Now the hardball is being played Nixon style. I say this about Obama. He's not a moron like George Bush, but he's every bit of a liar as Richard Nixon. And, I think we're seeing, more Barack Milhouse Obama here than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, people thought Bush was bad. I mean, clearly.
Bad. But it's continuing.
Clearly, it's all coming to a head right now. What about the Tea Parties, these Army documents we're getting where they are training to just mow Tea Parties down and take them to FEMA camps?
Well, you know, I look at the Tea Party and I see a lot of anger. I see a lot of built-in energy and frustration. Unfortunately, I was here when Dick Armey was at the press club, and he ostensibly is, like, marshaling the Tea Party movement. And I think the Tea Party has to be very careful about being used as dupes by the Republican Party. All that anger, all that frustration, I think, should be channeled away from the Republican Party and to the mass protest.
Sure, but if they can't co-opt it, I mean, they're training the army that it's the enemy. That's outrageous.
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen this. We've seen this happen before. We saw it happen in the 80s when people, you know, were opposed to U.S. intervention in Central America. We had anti-intervention groups being infiltrated by the CIA, FBI, and others. And we're seeing a replay of that.
Man, but it's on such a huge scale. I mean, the government is just so rotten and evil. And now announcing it's going to take your pension funds, but that's the patriotic thing to do. Here, Goldman Sachs, here's all my money. WayneMadsenReport.com, our site's InfoWars.com. Wayne, have a great weekend. Thanks for spending time with us.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com with James Traficant and others.